grab a Budweiser and take a knee.
Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Get some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Each Saturday at 9 o'clock, it's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. And we have great community sponsors.
Russell Cleaning Services, both residential and commercial cleaning. Shasta Athletic Club, the place for fitness in Reading. Revolve Solar, save on those energy bills. And Authority Property Management, the pros in property management.
Each week, we cover many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform you of what's happening. So tune in each Saturday at 9 o'clock to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
Dina Show.
I'll leave it to others to characterize this report, but I think it's pretty clear it's time to move on.
Well, that was Hillary Clinton yesterday telling everybody it's time to move on. And I made mention, maybe you can tell the family of the four dead Americans it's time for them to move on. We have a lot to get into today. This report, were you guys reading this report? I was talking about this yesterday with Congressman Jim Jordan, because it's pretty stunning. It's pretty stunning, this report. I'm Dana Lash. This is The Dana Show. Welcome to the program. Little under the weather. We'll talk about that later. I got to tell you about my NRA card flash and doc, by the way, because that was pretty sweet. So we have yesterday, right as literally as we were going off air, there were suicide bombers which killed a bunch of people in the it was a Brussels style attack in the at Istanbul's largest international, well, their largest airport, period, not so much largest international airport. And so this was so much like what we saw in Brussels already. You have the three people and the way that they moved and all of this. It was reminiscent of what we have seen before. They used grenades, they detonated suicide bombs, all of this. Didn't have anything to do with the NRA, didn't have anything to do with access to firearms. They had full auto, by the way. And that is, you know, I'm telling you, it doesn't have to do with that. It has to do with, it's terrorism. It has to do with hate in the heart. That's exactly what it has to do with. It's, yeah, Ken's like, those are illegal. They are illegal over there. You can't have that. What they did was illegal. So 60 wounded, 36 dead, 147 injured. And the video that came out from that, I mean, it's pretty amazing, just horrific. By the way, the cop that took out one of those terrorists, you know how many more people could have been killed? I was talking with Jason Buttrell about this yesterday, and he is a security expert. He does all kinds of security stuff. He's also served. He was special ops. He was saying that he's flown through that airport before, repeatedly. He's flown through that airport before every time he's gone to, because he's consulted in different places, and I think that's pretty much about all I can say. But, and he's flown through that airport, and he was like, that airport is always insane. He's like, imagine LaGuardia on its busiest day, and that's this airport kind of on a light day. So you have a bottleneck right there. The security procedures that we have put into place to keep us safe on planes have made us more at risk getting on the plane. Because think about this, when you go into the airport and you are waiting in line, I mean, how many people are there waiting in line? You're all just standing there. If somebody wanted to rush the security there, and it's been done before, they would be successful in doing so. Because our security, and I've talked about this before, they're not trained to notice behaviors. They just look at actions, and they just gamble that they're going to catch somebody. That's why, you know, every other person gets the swab or every other whatever. Whereas the Israelification of airports, they actually look at behavior and you have to go through a number of different checkpoints. You don't have to do that at a lot of other airports, particularly American airports. So you have all of these people who are bottlenecked right there going through security. That's a soft target spot if I ever saw one. And that's what these terrorists decided to do. That's what they thought when they were rushing the security, rushing up there. And then you have John Kerry. Hands to sky, guys. Jesus, take the wheel on this. John Kerry said, "We're still trying to ascertain what happened and who did it." For real. That's what he says. He says, "We're still trying to ascertain what happened and who did it." Terrorists blew some people up. Like, how? This is not rocket science, dude. They blew some people up. Period. It's kind of easy to figure that out. But this is something that has to be done. This is going to continue happening. You're going to see more attacks like this happen in Europe. You're going to see more attacks like this happen in the Middle East. I'm wondering if this is going to spur Turkey to get off the Peshmerga's back. I know they hate the Kurds, but maybe they can realize now after something like this that, hey, guess what? You know, it is just as dangerous over there as it is with ISIS. It's dangerous with ISIS for you too. Maybe just stop. We have a lot of stuff to get into today. One of the other things that we discovered with the Benghazi report, this is pretty stunning. Daily Mail had this, that Gaddafi loyalists actually rescued Americans who were trapped during the Benghazi terror attacks, despite the president's role in deposing the Libyan dictator. This is from that 800-page report, criticized the lack of military response, $7 million report. That's what unbelievable. That Gaddafi loyalists rescued U.S. personnel trapped during the Benghazi terror attacks. They had no means they didn't have to do that, particularly after the administration decided to go in and over. Look, Gaddafi was an SOB. No one's arguing that he was not a good guy. No one's sitting here saying the man's a saint or that the man wasn't awful to women or that the man wasn't just a mean person. But there is a difference between his level of meanness and what you see right now in Benghazi. Because ISIS didn't go there because Gaddafi was so mean he kept them out. He didn't pose a threat to United States interests. And he got in line after he saw what happened to Saddam Hussein. He stopped his saber rattling. So there's a big difference there. We had no reason to go over there except, oh, wait, Sid Blumenthal wanted to make some money and wanted to get in on the bottom floor of a new regime. A lot of questions got to be answered. We're going to get into that as well. Also, I have a series of stories for you about the politically correct freak show. Let me just give you a couple headlines. One of them is going to infuriate you. This one. A school called the police on a 9-year-old. Who used the word brownie to describe an actual brownie, like the dessert. Because apparently, calling a brownie is now racist. I'm not making it up. It's a real thing. Calling a brownie is racist. Just pointing that out to you. So we have that for you. We also have this story about a high school who picked a boy to be their prom queen, and all the girl students are mad, and now all of the other students, the social justice warriors, are mad at the girl students who feel like they were robbed their senior year of being able to participate and being able to perhaps win prom queen, and so now they're actually the ones who were excluded from participating, and the social justice warriors are mad at them for being mad. We have that for you as well. Also, John Kerry says that Iran has been helpful in Iraq with ISIS. I think that's a joke, but it's not. We have that. So much more. The defamation lawsuit against the Rolling Stone magazine by those fraternity members that Rolling Stone defamed. It was dismissed. I hope they appeal that. We have that. We have Florida Man Today and Stupidity, a ton of other stuff. Let's go ahead and kick it into some Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour and time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, I didn't know this. This is kind of interesting. Daily Mail reports. Now the far right is demanding a Dexit poll for Deutschland. But referendums are bad because Hitler abused Poles and claimed that Jews supported him. Extremist parties want the chance to vote to leave the EU and Germany, but no national referendum has been held. Since Hitler manipulated the results, he abused Poles and claimed that the majority of certain inmates supported his camp. Now only local referenda are held amid fears of manipulation. That's the leading figures in the hard right alternative for Germany. They're calling for a Dexit. You know, Angela Merkel really brought so much of this onto herself. She did. This is the story we're going to touch upon later. The defamation lawsuit. You remember over the Rolling Stone, the UVA gang rape article that was completely false and they discovered it was entirely made up? Well, this defamation lawsuit against Rolling Stone over their debunked article about the University of Virginia gang rape, it was tossed out yesterday by a judge. U.S. District Judge Kevin Castle in Manhattan said that the lawsuit brought on by three fraternity members cited comments that were offered as speculation and hypothesis rather than fact. I disagree with this, though. I do think that there is still basis for defamation, although they're going to have to appeal in order to make this happen. But this judge, and I'm not really surprised at this, this judge threw this case out. We're gonna explore that a little bit later on. Also, I don't know what to think of this. A man named Ronald McDonald was shot at a North Carolina Sonic drive-in. What was Ronald McDonald doing at Sonic's drive-in? A man named Ronald McDonald was shot during an argument at a Sonic drive-in last week in North Carolina. Now, okay, the guy's reported to be 36 years old, so he was alive after McDonald's was, like, well-known. And his parents named him Ronald McDonald anyway. What in the world is that? They named him Ronald McDonald anyway. By the way, the guy who shot was a repeat offender, and he was a prohibited possessor, a former felon who shouldn't have had a firearm. I just wanted to put that out there. That's from WNCN-TV.
That's illegal.
It's super illegal. Those are all illegal. So get this. This story, this is from Daily Mail and Reuters. So this report from Idaho says seven refugees have been diagnosed with active tuberculosis. The Idaho Department of Health and Welfare has confirmed the figures. This comes just after months of TB diagnosis in the United States. It increased for the first time in 23 years. Seven refugees rehomed in Idaho have been diagnosed with TB, active TB. That's unbelievable. Six other states have also reported refugees diagnosed with active TB. Louisiana, Florida, Colorado, Indiana, Kentucky, and North Dakota. It doesn't elaborate on which countries the refugees came from and when they were allegedly diagnosed in Idaho. But since, Idaho has pulled out of the Federal Voluntary Refugee Resettlement Program. That's serious. Lots of people died from that. Oh, good heavens. And here's this for you. Two local television reporters have been charged with child abuse. Fox 10 in Phoenix, an Oro Valley couple known around Tucson, Arizona as on-air personalities, are facing drug.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore and Maddie Novelli.
Broadcasting live from Tiger Field, the Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460 here, bringing you Colt 45's baseball game two of a two-game series. 45's dropped the opener to the visiting Humboldt Crabs last night, 16-4. On the mound tonight for your hometown 45's left-hander Zach Morgan, making his first start of the year, worked primarily out of the bullpen thus far. The Simpson College Redhawk going to start for manager Greg Catterey's Colt 45's here tonight against the Humboldt Crabs. Pre-game here brought to you by Turtle Bay. Turtle Bay rocking this summer with two incredible exhibitions. Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll, and Nigel Skeet's Homeless Rock Stars. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? So our thanks to Turtle Bay for their sponsorship of Colt 49's baseball here on the radio. And we're just about ready for first pitch here. Get you your defense for your hometown 45s. Looks like this. On the infield tonight, it's going to be Chase Larson out of Palisadro. He'll play third base, Mickey Meinhopper at short. Second base is Ryan Torres Torioka. He's also leading off tonight. And over at first is Jared Bertotti. Out in the outfield is Hunter Heath in right, Ryan Williams in center, and Max Modeste in left. Catching tonight is Jonathan Alvarez, and he'll be catching for lefty Zach Morgan. So we're getting ready for the first pitch here. Leading off is going to be Austin White. He hit eighth last night and went 1-for-3, also drew a walk, ended up scoring twice. First pitch to Wyatt is in there on the outside corner for a strike from Zach Morgan. First pitch, 7:20 here. That ball is lined into right, but playable for Hunter Heath. Now takes a couple steps back, and he makes the play. One down here. Score that one, a line out to number 9. That'll bring up Brian Pozos. Second baseman had one hit and one walk in 6 plate appearances last night, so 1-for-5 officially. Also scored once for the Crabs. Beautiful night for baseball here. We're all in the shade here. Every seat in the shade for first pitch at 7:15 for every game. You can come on down for $5 a ticket at Tiger Field. First pitch misses outside here from Morgan, 1-0 on Pozos. Best $5 you'll spend all summer long. Go to ReddingColt45s.com for the entire schedule. This is game 22 out of 44, so halfway through the season here. Been a lot of fun. Colt 45s had a 7-game winning streak snapped last night, trying to bounce back here. And even the series against these Humboldt Crabs. We'll go visit them on the coast in July. Here's the 2-0 now from Morgan. He winds and fires. That ball is popped up on the infield. Giving chase down the right field line now is Bertotti, and he's not going to get there. Good effort. But he had about 3 feet to go to make that over-the-shoulder catch. It's going to be a strike, 2-1 now. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Reading Bank of Commerce recognizes their continued success is contingent upon the health and vitality of the communities they serve. Taking action to improve the well-being of others is a community responsibility and a commitment they've upheld since their inception in 1982. Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice. Member FDIC, proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here. That's a line drive out into deep center field, giving chase is Williams. It's going to get over his head. So this will be extra bases here for Pozos. Getting the ball in quickly is Ryan Williams, the Cal Baptist center fielder. So that's a one-out double here for Pozos in the top of the first. That's going to bring up James Outman, left fielder. Had 3 hits last night, also drew a walk. 3-for-5 officially. So he steps in here, lefty on lefty matchup. Runner on second after the one out double. That's Pozos. First pitch from Morgan is a curveball down in the dirt. 1-0 here. Good crowd here. Don't let the heat keep you away from enjoying Tiger Fields, Reading Colt 45's baseball. Here's the 1-0 from Morgan. That ball also outside. 2-0 now. Of course, also going on this week, the Bay Bridge Series. Oakland winning the first two in San Francisco. Those two teams play tonight and tomorrow night in Oakland. That's a line drive down the third baseline. That's going to get a fair inside the line into left field. Coming around to score is going to be Pozos. And staying put at first is Outman. That's a good job out there and left by Modest to keep the runner at first. It'll be an RBI single for Outman. 1-0 Humboldt here. Well, here's Newman. He was the cleanup hitter last night and had 2 hits as well as a walk in 5 plate appearances, 2-for-3 officially. So one run home here, runner on first for the cleanup hitter Newman, 1 down. Morgan checks the runner, now he kicks and fires. That ball is fouled out of play, 0-1. On deck is Logan Denholm, the DH. Morgan gets the sign from Alvarez. Now comes set. Here's the 0-1 to Newman. Swing and a miss on a fastball up at the shoulders. Chased a pitcher's pitch there. 0-2 now. O-2 pitch forthcoming here. Bertotti holding the runner on at first. And he goes. And he's going to be cut down easily. Alvarez throws him out, not even in a slide yet when the ball got there. Torres Torioka came off the bag a little bit and tagged him before he could get into the slide. So looked like it might have been a hit and run, but no swing there from Newman on the ball. And cut down easily is Outman. So a caught stealing. That'll be two down now. And nobody on. Back in the windup now with the 1-2 pitch is Morgan. That's a fastball up at the eyes for ball two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the top of the first. The 2-2 pitch. That ball is flat out into right. Playable there for Heath. And he makes the plays. So one run home here for Humboldt. We head to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Seat's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
All right, man. Grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season. And there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the first here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460. 45's getting ready to take their first at bats here. It's going to be Ryan Torres Torioka, Jared Bertotti, and Ryan Williams, your second baseman, first baseman, and center fielder, respectively. Sean Sutton, the DH, will bat fourth. And they'll stand in against right-hander Junior Davis for the Humboldt Crabs. So here's Torres Torioka. One for four last night. One for three with a walk. Also scored a run and had an RBI. First pitch is over the outside corner there for a strike from Junior Davis. A reminder, you can get every Reading Colt 45s game right here on KCNR 1460 and streaming live on KCNR1460.com. That's a bouncer to shortstop. Long throw there, and he's going to get him by a step. So Torres Torioka retired 6-3. That'll bring up Jared Bertotti. Switch hitting first baseman. Not in the lineup last night. He went 2-for-3 with a walk, also had an RBI and a run scored in Sunday's 2-0 victory over Solano. And we've been impressed with his bat control from both sides of the plate and hit his first home run of the season on Friday night. That one was batting right-handed went deep in the same inning as Ryan Williams, who's on deck. Part of a 13-12 victory where Bertotti and Williams combined for 11 out of the 13 runs batted in. That one's outside, 2-0 here. First pitch in the dirt, second one outside. Bertotti quickly ahead, 2-0 here. One out, nobody on here. 2-0 pitch forthcoming is in there for a strike. Bertotti in 13 games here, batting .404 with a home run and 10 RBI in 47 at-bats. Third leading hitter on the 45s thus far, behind only Jake Taylor and Chandler Anderson. Bertotti also leads the team in walks, so a healthy on-base percentage for the Simpson Redhawk. Here's the 2-2 pitch now. Swing and a miss. And he's down on strikes. That's the second out of the inning. That'll bring up Ryan Williams. Williams with a three-run homer last night. Three of the four runs batted in for the 45s in that 16-4 loss. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Recognizing their continued success is contingent upon the health and vitalities of communities they serve. They've been taking action to improve the well-being of others since 1982. Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice. Member FDIC, proud sponsor of the Colt 45s here on KCNR. First pitch is a strike there on the outside corner. Ryan Williams, 0-1 here. Davis now steps off the mound, and Williams takes time. Now we're lined up ready to go. It's 0-1. Slider high. One ball, one strike now. Swing and a miss there by Williams. 1-2 now. Shadow is creeping across the infield. Slight advantage for the pitcher, going from light to shadow. We're usually under the lights here by about 8:30 at night, and it cools off considerably. But come down and join us. It's the top of the bottom of the first here. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Humboldt Crabs leading 1-0 on your hometown 45s. Here's the 2-2 to Williams. That's a curveball down in the dirt, swing and a miss, and throwing it to first base for the formality, 2-3 on the putout. We'll end the inning. 1-2-3, go the Colt 45s. We get to the top of the second. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45s Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go, summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the second here from Tiger Field. Colt 45's trailing 1-0 to the visiting Humboldt Crabs. Zach Morgan fires a fastball up high, 1-0. Morgan came into tonight 1-0 with a 3.00 ERA, three runs given up in nine innings. First start of the year as he's come exclusively out of the bullpen. In four games, he's thrown nine innings total. That's a called strike here, 1-1. Leading off the inning for the visiting Crabs, Logan Denholm, the DH. He was the catcher last night and went 2-for-5 with a walk. Also scored three times. That one's in there for a strike as well. Now 1-2. Morgan shakes off the catcher. Now he's going to step off and reset the signs here. Trying to get on the same page as Alvarez. Morgan now comes set. He winds and fires. Here's the 1-2 to Denholm. And a changeup that's very high. And Alvarez wants to go out and have a talk. This portion of the game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce, recognizing their continued success contingent upon the health and vitalities of communities they serve. Taking action to improve the well-being of others is a community responsibility and a commitment they've upheld since their inception in 1982. Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice, member FDIC, and proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460 and streaming live on KCNR1460.com. Here's the 2-2 from Morgan. That's a line drive down the left field line over the head of Chase Larson over there at third. And it's going to be a single. Denholm takes a big turn, but Modeste with a strong arm out there and left keeps him at bay. That'll be a leadoff single for the DH, Denholm. And Ryan Reynolds, the third baseman, will come up here. Reynolds pinch hit last night, went 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Morgan fires high, 1-0 here. Runner takes his lead from first, Bertotti holding him on. Here's the 1-0 from Morgan. Now he throws over to first. Runner is back. Get you some scores from around the league here. Boston falls to Tampa Bay 4-0, so a much-needed win for the Tampa Bay Rays there. They've been on a terrible losing streak. Cubs over the Cincinnati Reds 9-2, so they're getting back into form. Detroit beats Miami 10-3. Toronto over Colorado 5-3. Houston over the L.A. Angels, pardon me, Anaheim Angels 10-4. Baltimore over San Diego 12-6. And Philadelphia beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 9-8. Count is one ball and one strike now as that one is fouled off by Reynolds. Morgan now comes set. Here's the 1-1. And it looks like a bunt. It's going to be out in front of the plate. And taking it is Bertotti, and he's not going to have a play. Caught the defense off guard there on a 1-1 pitch. And a perfect bunt down the right side between the pitcher and the first baseman. Morgan kind of falls off to the third base side on his follow-through. And that one, a great drag bunt. No play at first, even if he would have fielded it cleanly as Torres. Torioka had a long way to go to cover. So that'll be a bunt single. Denholm moves to second. And here's Jacob Thurber, the catcher tonight, not in the lineup last night. Lefty on lefty matchup. Nobody out here. Runners on first and second in the top of the second. That's a breaking ball that's high. Curveball that didn't curve. 1-0 here from Morgan. Infield a double play depth here with runners on first and second and nobody down. Fastball just a bit high there from Morgan, 2-0. Number seven hitter Thurber here is the catcher. Then it's going to be Logan Bush, the right fielder. Also not in the lineup last night, so the Crabs mixing it up a little bit here tonight after the 16-4 win last night. Fastball up in his eyes, 3-0 now. Runners take their leads. Bertotti, even with the bag at first. Larson just about even with the bag at third as well. Possibly looking for another bun here. That's a fastball in there on 3-0 now, 3-1. Following up on some other scores here, we've got the Mets fall to the Nationals 4-2. Cleveland beats Atlanta 3-0. All the rest of the action still ongoing. The 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss on one up at the shoulders. Swung at ball four there. So Morgan now with a full count. Runners on first and second. We'll see if they want to send the runners here with nobody out. Crabs were aggressive on the bases last night. They've already had one caught stealing here in the first. James Outman was thrown out. And that's a walk on a 3-2 pitch. So the base is loaded here. And manager Greg Catteray going to come out and talk to Zach Morgan. As it's gone single, single walk to load the bases. So here's Logan Bush, the right fielder. As I mentioned, the Bay Bridge series going on tonight. A's winning the first two games in San Francisco last night. Tonight and tomorrow in Oakland, it's 0-0, bottom of the third. Jake Peavy pitching for the Giants tonight. So, meeting finished at the mound there. Catteray said all he needed to say. And we'll get ready to go here. It's going to be right fielder Logan Bush with the bases loaded. Nobody out here. Corner infielders Larson and Bertotti are in even with the bag, trying to knock down anything hit their way and cut the runner down at home. First pitch is a curveball down low. 1-0 here. Kicks and fires. The 1-0 pitch is very high. 2-0 here. Big pitch coming up here for Zach Morgan. He's got the bases loaded, nobody out here. And a 2-0 count. Has to come in here. A long look in. Now checks the runner out at second. Kicks and fires. That ball is outside. 3-0 now. So Morgan fighting himself a little bit out there. Here in the top of the second. It's 1-0 Humboldt. But they're threatening. With the bases juiced and nobody down. And that's a four-pitch walk, so a run scores. Call it a walk and an RBI for Logan Bush. That'll bring up David Hamilton. Everybody moves up 90 feet. Base is still loaded here. Hamilton, the number 9 hitter. And shortstop. Had one hit last night. In 5 at-bats. Also had an RBI and a run scored, so 1-for-5 on the night for Hamilton. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat, and a curveball in there from Morgan. Dropped it right in there at the knees. Nice pitch, 0-1. Middle infielder's a double play depth, so they'll trade a run for two outs here. And that's a short hit ground ball to first base. Bertotti juggled it, and he's going to have no play at all. As Morgan covering first, not there in time, and Bertotti was looking at home. And by the time he turned around to flip it back to first, it had popped out of his glove. So everybody's safe. Another run scores here. That's Reynolds coming around to score here. Two runs home in the inning. It's now 3-0. I think they're going to call that an E3 here. That'll bring up Austin White. He lined out to right field in his first at-bat, 0-for-1. White in the 8-hole last night, leading off tonight. As Mason Cirillo, last night's leadoff hitter, has the night off. First pitch down in the dirt there. Alvarez blocks it, keeps it in front of him. It's 1-0. The leadoff hitter, White, center fielder for the Humboldt Crabs. It's 3-0 here in the top of the second. Kyle DeFore bringing you a KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's baseball. Game 22 out of 44 on the season. Halfway done. It's been a lot of fun so far. 45's came in last night riding a 7-game winning streak and dropped the first game of this series to Humboldt. Here's the 1-0. That's a curveball a little bit low. 2-0 here. Activity down in the 45's bullpen. That's Williams, the right-hander. Blake Williams out of Santa Rosa Junior College, hometown of Alturas, California. The 2-0 here for Morgan, very high, 3-0. Come set, here's the 3-0 pitch for Morgan. That's in there for a strike, 3-1. Taken all the way was White. So single, single, walk, walk, and a reach on an error. Has brought home two runs here already in the top of the second. Here's the 3-1 from Morgan. That ball misses as well. So another walk, another run. White with a walk and an RBI. Coming in to score is Thurber. 4-0 now for Humboldt. And Alvarez is going to come out and talk to his pitcher. Last night, the Crabs had one in the first and three in the second. One in the first, three in the second here tonight is they're out to a 4-0 lead here. Morgan ready with the first pitch here to Brian Pozos. That's a ground ball to short. This could be 2-6-4-3 double play. Well turned there from Meinhofer to Torres, Torioka to Bertotti. 6-4-3. A run does come around to score. That's Logan Bush, but there's two out here. So 6-4-3 for Pozos. No RBI. White is erased. Hamilton over to third. That'll bring up James Outman, singled and was caught stealing in the first. So Morgan gets the double play, and he's one out away from closing this inning out here. First ball up high, 1-0. A reminder, you can get the entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. And got a link on there to KCNR 1460's streaming broadcast as well if you're out of the area. Second pitch also very high, 2-0 here by Morgan. Outman with a hitter's count here, 2-0. Morgan gets the sign from Alvarez. Now he fires that one in there for a strike at the letters. 2-1. Run around third, two down here, 2-1 count on the number three hitter, left fielder Outman. And that's a low fastball, 3-1 now. It's Hawaiian night here at Tiger Field. All kinds of fun decorations here. Got some grass skirts on some of the guys on the bench. Everybody festively dressed here. 3-2 now as the 3-1 fastball is in there for a strike. Two down, full count pitch. Forthcoming here from Morgan. With a runner on third. Kicks and fires. That ball is swinging to miss by Outman. And he's out of there. But four runs home here. Make it 5-0 Humboldt. We head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
and even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110 or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the second here from Tiger Field. All whack first baseman, Seattle University's Sean Sutton, going to lead off here tonight. He's the DH tonight, batting in the four. Number four hole, it's going to be Sutton, Hunter Heath, and Jonathan Alvarez. Your 4, 5, 6 hitters here. And first ball is a strike, and that one is a little topper out in front of the mound. And catcher pounces on it and throws him out. So 2-3 on the putout. Sutton is retired. So here's Hunter Heath, the right fielder, not in the lineup last night. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Member FDIC, your bank of choice. Taking action to improve the well-being of others is a community responsibility and commitment they've upheld since their inception in 1982. That's Reading Bank of Commerce, proud sponsors of the Reading Colt 45s right here on KCNR. First pitch is a breaking ball down low. Curveball just missed. Below the knees, 1-0 here on Heath. Heath out of Shawnee, Oklahoma. Hitting in the 5-hole here tonight. And the 1-0 is also low, 2-0 here. On deck is Jonathan Alvarez, the catcher. Flashed his arm in the first inning. Thrown out of bounds, stealing by a good 15 feet. Here's the 2-0 to Heath. That ball is also very low, so 3-0 now. Is Junior Davis in danger of giving up his first walk here of the night. We'll see if Heath's got the green light here on 3-0. With one out and nobody on. He does not, and he watches one a little bit low there. So a four-pitch walk here to Heath. And the 45s have their first base runner of the night with one out here in the bottom of the second. So here's Alvarez from Harris Stowe State University by way of Venezuela. Alvarez, part of that three-headed catching contingent with Zach Trueblood and Ignacio Diaz. Last played on Saturday against Solano in a 15-0 win. He had a home run and four walks. So he had a home run in his first at-bat, and then they just didn't want to try their luck after that as he drew four bases on balls. Count is 1-1 here now on Alvarez. One ball, one strike, one out, runner on first. In the bottom of the second inning here, Max Modeste on deck. The 1-1 to Alvarez. That's a breaking ball inside. Didn't quite make it back over the plate. 2-1 here. Modeste also out of Seattle University. Got all three in the lineup here tonight. Modeste and Sutton. Jake Taylor not in the lineup tonight. At the ground ball, the second. This could be to short. This could be 2-6-4-3. And Alvarez grounds into a double play to end the inning. So no runs here in the bottom of the second. We head to the top of the third. 5-0 Crabs. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow.
For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Simpson University Red Hawk left-hander Zach Morgan getting ready to start his third inning of work here for the hometown 45s against the visiting Humboldt Crabs. It's 5-0 Humboldt. Getting ready to start the top of the third. Leadoff hitter is going to be Jason Newman. He flew out to right field his first time, 0-for-1. And the entire infield now in shadows. We're just about to be under the lights here. Dusk fast approaching here at Tiger Field. First ball in there for a strike. Newman down 0-1. This is game 22 out of 44 on the season. You can get the entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. We've got every game for you here on KCNR 1460. And streaming live on KCNR1460.com. That ball misses outside now 1-1. Sons of Italy and Shasta Historical Society here tonight. That's a pitch down in the dirt. 2-1 here to Newman. A lot of great theme nights. We've had Cottonwood Little Leagues here. Of course, Sons of Italy and Shasta Historical Society here tonight. Definitely check out ReadingCool45s.com for the full schedule. Here's a 2-1. That ball is also down in the dirt. 3-1 now. It's going to be Newman, Denholm, and Reynolds. 4, 5, 6 hitters here in the top of the third. 3-1, and that ball also very low. Five pitch walk. To start the inning here for Newman. That'll bring up Denholm, singled and scored his first time. Denholm did the catching last night, the DH tonight. As Jacob Thurber is taking over the catching duties for the Crabs tonight. That ball is hit up in the air into shallow left center. Meinhofer going out giving chase, and now he's going to be called off by center fielder Chandler Anderson in shallow left center. So one out here on one pitch. Logan Denholm, he flies out to number 8. That'll bring up Ryan Reynolds, singled and scored in the second. 1-for-1. Newman, the big first baseman, on first with one down now. Morgan gets the sign from Alvarez, comes set. Now he checks the runner, kicks and fires. First pitch of the at-bat is in there for a strike, 0-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce, member FDIC, your bank of choice here in Northern California. Reading Bank of Commerce recognizes their continued success is contingent upon the health and vitalities of communities they serve. Taking action to improve the well-being of others is a community responsibility and a commitment they've upheld since 1982. That's Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice. Member FDIC. Proud members of the Colt 45's radio family here on KCNR 1460. One ball, one strike, as that one misses now. On Reynolds, one ball, one strike, one out with a runner on first. And Reynolds takes that one down and away. 2-1 now. Morgan comes set now. He's ready with the 2-1. In there for a strike at the knees. Good pitch. On the outside corner. 2-2 now. Update on your Battle of the Bay series. Oakland up 3-0 on the Giants in the bottom of the third. Here's another 2-2. That's a foul ball. Manager Greg Cattaray has to leap out of his chair and get out of the way of that one down the third base line. Count remains 2-2 here. Another 2-2 here from Morgan, and he's going to throw over to first. Back is Newman. Big lead over at first. Here's another 2-2, and a curveball outside. 3-2 now. Morgan now comes set. He's ready with a full count pitch. One down. Runner on first. That ball is hit very high on the infield. Shallow center now. Going out is Torioka and Meinhofer. It's going to be Torioka in shallow center. So I'll pop out to number four there for Reynolds. He's now 1-2. So here's Thurber. Walked and scored in the second. Lefty on lefty matchup here. Morgan trying to throw up a goose egg here and get back in the dugout for his offense. Lead off walk and then a fly out and a pop out. So two outs and a runner on first. Called strike one. Good pitch there from Morgan on the outside half. And a slider in there for a strike as well. So a quick 0-2 here. Fastball, breaking ball, both with great location by Zach Morgan. Checks the runner. Here's the 0-2 pitch. And a curveball down in the dirt. Skips past Alvarez. Heading down to second is going to be Newman. So a free 90 feet there with two down for Humboldt. Count is 1-2 now on Thurber. Here's a 1-2 and a high fastball, but he holds up. Started to swing, but checked it. 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here, runner on second, and a breaking ball in there for a strike. Curveball drops right in at the knees, and Thurber is retired. So no runs here on one walk. 45's down 5-0, headed to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Cole 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
It's that time again for Anderson Explodes on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by Redding Kia, Wind River, Sierra Pacific Industries, B&B RV, Tri-Counties Bank, and B&T Satellite. Admission is free, so come down and join us for an evening of entertainment and celebration. Gates open at 4. Music starts at 5:30 with California Country, followed by Chad Bushnell at 7 and Cloverdale at 8. Kids' bounce houses and water slides, just $5 for the whole night. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. We will see you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes.
Go
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the third here, Max Modeste getting ready to lead off for your hometown 45s. It's 5-0 Humboldt. 7-8-9 hitters, Max Modeste, left fielder. Chase Larson, third base, and Mickey Meinhofer, the shortstop. 45s have had one base runner thus far. Hoping the bottom of the lineup can get something going here. First ball misses there, 1-0 to Modeste. That ball on the low inside corner. Pitcher strike, 1-1 here from Junior Davis. That one misses well, 2-1 now. Foul ball here, out of play, over our head, 2-2 now on Modeste. Here's the 2-2 from Davis, and Modeste holds up on a changeup down in the dirt. Nice take there by Max, and he works it back full. And a strikeout there, and the fans don't like it. I don't blame them. Called third strike on Modeste. One down here, and that's going to bring up Chase Larson. That'll bring up Palisigro's Chase Larson. Out at Feather River College now. First pitch is a slider in there for a strike from Davis, 0-1. And 2 here now on Larson. On deck is Meinhofer. And a swing and a miss. So two strikeouts here to start the inning. Ford Davis. Two outs, nobody on. This portion of the game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Reading Bank of Commerce recognizes their continued success depends on the health and vitalities of the communities they serve, and taking action to improve the well-being of others is a community responsibility and commitment they've upheld since 1982. Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice, member FDIC, proud sponsor of the Colt 45s here on KCNR. Here's Meinhofer now with two outs and nobody on. A slider misses there, 1-0. Top of the lineup in Torres, Torioka would bat next. Should Meinhofer reach? Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one's a foul ball back to the screen. 1-1 now. One ball, one strike here on the Colt 45 shortstop. That's a called strike at the knees. 1-2 now. Davis, a right-hander for the Humboldt Crabs out of the University of Antelope Valley. Head 1-2 here on Meinhofer. It's a ground ball to first base. This should end the inning. Taking it himself is Newman, and 45s go down in order. We head to the top of the fourth. It's 5-0 Humboldt. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Wings of Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st to July 10th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will enclose in the butterfly house. You can witness this magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just a dollar. The butterfly house is open daily starting May 1st. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the fourth here from Tiger Field. Humboldt Crabs taking their at-bats here against left-hander Zach Morgan starting his fourth inning of work here. Curveball down in the dirt, misses 1-0. Leading off for the Humboldt Crabs, Logan Bush, the right fielder, drew a walk his first time up. Checked his swing there. They're going to appeal down to third, and yes, he did. So swinging strike there, 1-1 now. Lefty-on-lefty matchup here. Simpson University Red Hawk left-hander. Zach Morgan pitching for his college coach here. Greg Cataray, that one's down in the dirt. 2-1 now. Alvarez, the catcher tonight. Here's the 2-1 to Bush. That is a fly ball to left field. Should be playable. Modeste barely has to move there. And he's going to make the play. So first man flies out to number 7. That'll bring up David Hamilton. Reached on an error in the second. 0-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Reading Bank of Commerce member FDIC, your bank of choice. Been doing it since 1982. They recognize their continued success is contingent upon the health and vitality of communities they serve. That's the Reading Bank of Commerce. Member FDIC. That ball is driven out to left center field and deep. Max Modeste on his horse. He's not going to get there. It's going to bounce off the wall on one bounce, and that's going to be a double for Hamilton with one down here. So runner on second now. That'll bring up Austin White. He's 0-1. He's also drawn a walk. Sean Manaea pitching for the A's tonight against your San Francisco Giants in the Bay Bridge Series. That game in the top of the fourth, 3-0 Oakland. Runner on second here with one down, and now stepping out is White. Now he comes set ready with the first pitch of the at-bat. And that's a curveball outside, 1-0. One down here in the top of the fourth. Crabs got one in the first, four in the second. Morgan rolled a scoreless inning in the third. It's 5-0. That ball misses outside, 2-0 now. On the Humboldt Crabs leadoff hitter, Austin White. On deck would be Pozos. He's doubled and hit into a double play. 2-0 for Morgan forthcoming. That's a line drive, and taking it is Torres. Torioka at second, and he throws to second for a double play. An absolutely sterling defensive play there by Ryan Torres Torioka, and he flips it to Mickey Meinhofer at second to get the runner by a step. A double play. Score it 4-6 on the putout. That'll end the inning. We head to the bottom of the fourth here. 45's down 5-0. You're listening to Cole 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Getting ready to start the bottom of the fourth here from Tiger Field. Just had a watermelon eating contest between innings here between three different Colt 45s. Your winner, Brett Bovee out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Not only a great pitcher, also quite the watermelon eater. 5-0. Humboldt in the lead. It's going to be the top of the lineup for your hometown 45s here. In the bottom of the fourth, it's going to be Torres Torioka, Jared Bertotti, and Ryan Williams, all of them 0-for-1 so far tonight. Against Junior Davis, the right-hander for Humboldt. First pitch is outside, 1-0. Torres Torioka, as happens so often, you make a great play in the field. You're the first guy up next inning. That's a ground ball to first base taken over there by Newman. And he's going to take it himself. For the put out, three unassisted. One down here. That'll bring up Bertotti. Batting left-handed here. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Member FDIC, your bank of choice in the Reading area. Taking action to improve the well-being of others is a community responsibility and commitment they've upheld since their inception in 1982. That's Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. First pitch is a strike at the knees there from Davis on Bertotti. 0-1 now. That ball is a little jam shot, sinking fast and right, coming on and not going to make the play in right out there. That's going to be a single. Diving play there by Bush, and it's about a foot away from his mitt, maybe even less. So that's a single, first hit of the game there for the 45s. It's Jared Bertotti now at first base. There's Ryan Williams. Williams leading the team in home runs with 6. Came into this game hitting .328. 6 home runs, 21 RBI. That 21 RBI number also leads the team here. And he fouls this one out of play. Pardon me, .328. 22 out of 67 coming in. 0-for-1 so far tonight. One count here on the Cal Baptist center fielder. Davis slowing it down. Now he comes set and fires, swing and a miss. Williams underneath that one. 0-2 here. Sean Sutton would be next. Bertotti stretches out his lead at first a little bit more here. Here's the 0-2. And Williams watches the fastball up in his eyes. 1-2, easy take there. That ball is fouled out of play on 1-2. We'll line up and do it again. 1-2 on Ryan Williams. Big hole on the right side. Bertotti being held on by Newman at first. Davis comes set. He's ready with another 1-2 here. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. So Williams goes down on strikes. Second out of the inning. That's going to bring up Sean Sutton. Old whack first baseman. Sean Sutton out of Seattle U. The lefty steps in here. Defense shifts over to play the pole a little bit more. Davis kicks and fires that one outside, 1-0. Hunter Heath on deck. 45 is trailing 5-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Zach Morgan, though, has settled down and thrown two straight scoreless innings for the 45s. That's a strike on the outside corner, 1-1 with the fastball. The 1-1 pitch there, and that's a line drive. One hopper out there taking it second. This will be the last out of the inning, 4-3 on the putout. So the 45 strand one, no runs here. We head to the top of the fifth. It's 5-0 Crabs. You're listening to you're listening to Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times awaiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
2-3-4 hitters for the visiting Humboldt Crabs due up here in the top of the fifth. Zach Morgan starts off Pozos with a strike. 0-1 here. Morgan settled in and faced just seven hitters the last two innings, one over the minimum. That's a ground ball. Top to third, going to be slowly hit. Charging is Larson. He fires to first and nicely done. And Morgan pumped up by the nice play there by his third baseman, Chase Larson. Had to come in and make a catch and throw motion all at once as that one was a slow chopper. 5-3 on the putout. Nicely done by the Palisadro native Chase Larson over at third. One down here. Morgan's going to face the lefty James Outman. He's singled and struck out 1-for-2. That's a curveball down in the dirt, 1-0 from Morgan here. This portion of the game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Member FDIC, your bank of choice here in the Reading area. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s. Recognizing their continued success contingent upon the health and vitality of the communities they serve. That's a single out and into right for Outman. Taking it on one bounce is Hunter Heath. So one out single here for the Crabs. That'll put Morgan back in the stretch for Jason Newman, who's 0-for-1 with a walk. That's Reading Bank of Commerce, proud to sponsor the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. and KCNR1460.com, streaming all around the world. One on, one out here for the cleanup hitter, Newman. He flew out in the first and walked in the third. Good crowd here tonight. We're all sitting in the shade as dusk fast approaching. We'll be under the lights momentarily. On a beautiful night for baseball here at Tiger Field. That one fouled back out of play by Newman. Big cut. As Morgan threw a breaking ball there, had a little hang time on it, and got away with one. And if you haven't been down here to Tiger Field, come and see us. Right now it's the frozen fifth, which means if the 45s hold the visiting team scoreless for the rest of the top of the fifth and the bottom of the fifth, dollar off all ice cream here. That's a pitch tip back to the backstop is through the legs of Alvarez in the dirt. Skips past him. That'll be a pass ball. One ball, one strike, one out. Runner on second now is out and then moves up. Takes the free 90 feet. Morgan gets the sign from Alvarez. Now he's ready and he comes set. Checks the runner at second. Here's the 1-1. That pulls a ground ball to third. Diving and unable to get it as Larson as that one's through for a single. Holding up at third as he had to make sure it got through was Outman. So Outman to third. Newman with a single, his first hit of the night. He's one for two. And runners on first and third here for Logan Denholm. Singled and flown out. He's one for two. And Greg Catteray taking a long, slow walk out to the mound. This might be it for Zach Morgan. So Alvarez and Catteray out of the mound with Morgan, infielders. Conferring amongst themselves as Denholm's going to be the hitter. And it looks like he's going to keep him out there. Nope, that's going to be all for Morgan. So we'll take a short 60-second break here for the pitching change. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
New pitcher here for the Colt 45s in relief of left-hander Zach Morgan. It's going to be right-hander out of Santa Rosa Junior College, Blake Williams, native of Altura, California. Last seen on Saturday night, throwing two scoreless innings in a 15-0 victory over Solano. So he's going to come in here. And he'll be facing Logan Denholm with runners on first and third and one down. It's Sons of Italy night here at the ballpark, as well as the Shasta Historical Society. Game number 22 out of 44 on the season here. You can get the entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com and get every game right here on KCNR 1460. Night off tomorrow night, and then 10 straight games in 10 days, July 1st through the 10th. We'll have 10 games in a row, and then the Colt 45 Summer Youth Camp, 11th through the 13th. If you've got young, aspiring baseball players, have them come out and play with and learn from the best out here. Great success, the 13th, 14th, and 15th of June for the first summer camp. Still spots available for the second one, July 11th, 12th, and 13th. Go to ReadingColt45s.com. For more info, that's a Ball that skips past Alvarez, and it's going to kick off the gate and the concrete against the backstop and kick over towards the first base side. Coming in to score on the wild pitch is Outman. Heading up to second is Newman. So a run scored there. That'll be charged to the starter, Morgan. On the inherited runner. Runner on second now with one down for Denholm. 1-0 count here. Here's the 1-0. That one's fouled back to the screen. 1-1 now. Nice breeze blowing through the ballpark here on a warm day in Redding, to say the least. We're all in the shade enjoying Colt 45's baseball here at Tiger Field. It's 6-0 Humboldt here in the top of the fifth. Blake Williams fires a changeup in there on the inside corner. Nice pitch from the Alturas native. 1-2 now. He's in the driver's seat against Denholm, the DH for the Crabs. Denholm 1-for-2 tonight. There's the 1-2 pitch, and another changeup misses high. 2-2 now. Comes set now. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss as he got him to swing at a slider down low, below the knees. Nice pitch there from Blake Williams. He strikes out Denholm for the second out of the inning. That'll bring off Ryan Reynolds, also 1-for-2 tonight. He's the third baseman tonight. Switch hitter. Now he'll bat left against the right-hander Williams. His first two at-bats right-handed against Morgan. Singled and scored in the second. Popped out to second base in the third. Runner on second. Two down here. Blake Williams in relief here in the top of the fifth. That ball's in there for a strike. Fastball in the inside corner. Good pitch from Williams. Coming in tonight, Blake Williams, 3 runs in 7 innings for an ERA of 3.85 in 4 appearances. Swing and a miss. 0-2 here. So Williams struck out Denholm, first hitter he faced. Now he's up 0-2 here on Reynolds. Gets a sign from Alvarez. Now he comes set. And that one misses outside, perhaps. 1-2 now. Williams ready. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That one's down in the dirt. 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner on second. 45's trying to shut down the top of the fifth here. And that one just misses outside. 3-2 now. Here's the full count pitch. And that one's outside, ball four. So from 0-2, comes all the way back and works a walk. Good at bat there by Reynolds. First and second now with two down. Here's Thurber, walked and scored in the second. Struck out looking in the third. Oh for one altogether. First and second, two down here for the Crabs. First pitch in there for a strike from Williams on the outside corner. 0-1. That's a line drive snagged over at third by Chase Larson. Full extension there. Saved extra bases, a hit. And at least one run. So nice play over there. Line out to number 5 to end the inning. One run home for Humboldt. It's now 6-0 Crabs. We head to the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading Zone Colt 45's Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fifth, Hunter Heath getting ready to lead off here. He threw a walk his first time up and was stranded over there. Actually, erased on a double play to end the inning there in the second. So Davis getting ready to start his fifth inning of work here for the visiting Crabs. He's been strong so far, facing just one man over the minimum. Breaking ball down low, curveball in the dirt. 1-0 here. This portion of the game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Reading Bank of Commerce recognizes their continued success is contingent upon the health and vitality of the communities they serve. And taking action to improve the well-being of others is a community responsibility and a commitment they've upheld since their inception in 1982. Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice, member FDIC, and proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. Our thanks to Reading Bank of Commerce. 2-0 here as the second pitch is down there to Heath. And he watches one in there for a strike now, 2-1. On deck is Alvarez. This inning going to be Heath, Alvarez, and Modeste. 5-6-7 in the lineup. And that one is just outside. 3-1 now on Heath. One pitch away from drawing his second walk in his many plate appearances. Davis now in the windup. Here's the 3-1. That ball was driven out to left center field and deep. Got a beat on it out there, and it is going to be over the fence. That ball had some carry on an opposite field home run by Hunter Heath. Surprised me. Surprised the fans here as well. But Hunter Heath flexing some opposite field power here. And the 45s are on the board at 6-1 after a leadoff home run here in the fifth by Hunter Heath out of Shawnee, Oklahoma. Oklahoma Baptist University hit a walk-off grand slam in his last bat of the college season to give his team a championship. Can't write it up any better than that, and he leads off the fifth inning here with a solo shot. So here's Alvarez. 45s have broken through and gotten rid of that zero on the scoreboard. It's 6-1. And here's Alvarez, who in his last game on Saturday hit a solo home run himself and then was walked four times. Officially 1-for-1 in that game. Let's go ahead and make that home run our Kia Drive of the Game. This part of the show brought to you by Reading Kia. Kia's Drive of the Week, the 2016 Kia Sorento. Test drive one today at Reading Kia. That's a fastball right in there at the knees. Plausible strike, and the crowd saying and thinking it was more at the shins. It's been a pitcher's zone here tonight. Alvarez grounds that one deep in the hole. It's short. Going to be a long throw, and he's going to be retired. Nice play out there by Hamilton at short, 6-3 on the foot out. So here's Modeste with one out. And nobody on. One run already home. Modesto for one tonight. First pitch misses there for a ball, 1-0. Modeste hitting .273 on the campaign. He drives that one deep down the left field line, but foul. 1-1 now. That's a ground ball down the first baseline. That's going to be a foul ball. Very close as Modeste pulled it down the line. Newman guarding the line made the play, but that's going to be a strike. 1-2 now. One and two count here on Max Modeste. Left fielder and number seven hitter tonight. Chase Larson on deck. He will bat next. Swing and a miss, and Modeste down on strikes for the second out of the inning. There's Larson made a leaping catch to rob a hit for the third out of the inning in the top of the frame, and he's going to bat here with two outs and nobody on. Larson, one of our locals here, former Palisadro native. I guess that's still his hometown. Former Foothill Cougar, now at Feather River College. First pitch from Davis is a check swing, and he just hits a little, excuse me, swing out there to second. And that'll be a ground out 4-3, and that'll end the inning. But one run home here on a solo home run leading off the inning by Hunter Heath. We head to the top of the sixth. It's 6-1 Humboldt. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person and not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the sixth here from Tiger Field in Redding, California. Colt 45's trailing 6-1 from the visiting Humboldt Crabs. Blake Williams getting ready to start his first full inning of work here. He relieved and got the last two outs of the fifth. Leading off for the Humboldt Crabs, it's going to be Logan Bush. The right fielder, Bush, Hamilton, White, 8-9-1 hitters for the visiting Humboldt Crabs. Williams very high, 1-0 here. Foul ball back to the screen. Count is now 1-1. 1-1 pitch here from Williams. That one is also fouled back to the screen, so 1-2 now. This portion of the game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Member FDIC, your bank of choice here in the Reading area. They recognize their continued success is contingent upon the health and vitality of the communities they serve. Something they've been doing since 1982. Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice and proud sponsor of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. 2 balls and 2 strikes now. That one's a little bit low from Williams. Bush 0-for-1. He's walked and flown out. He fouls that one back to the screen again. We'll stay 2-2. Two balls, two strikes here. That one's high and away. 3-2 now. Swing and a miss on a pitch down below the knees. A good changeup. Had him out in front. Waved right through it. Bush strikes out swinging for the first out of the inning. He's now 0-for-2. That'll bring up David Hamilton. He's reached on an error and doubled. 1-for-2 altogether. And a bunt there. Unsuccessful 0-1 here. Hamilton, the number 9 hitter, doubled in the fourth. We're in the top of the sixth here. It's 6-1 Humboldt. That ball misses high. 1-1 here. Here's the 1-1 from Williams. That is driven out to left field and deep. Heading back, looking up is Modeste, and that ball is gone. So a line drive home run just nestles over the wall in left, and they get the run back. The 45's got on the home run by Hunter Heath last inning, so 7-1 now. One down, nobody on, and it's going to be the top of the lineup, Austin White. White's 0-for-2, but he has walked. And that was with the bases loaded in the second, so he's got an RBI as well. Williams in the windup now, kicks and fires. That ball down low, 1-0 here. In Oakland, the A's have broken it open. It's 7-0. They put up a 4 spot in the bottom of the fourth. Sean Manaea pitching for the A's there. Jake Peavy got the start here tonight for the Giants, but obviously does not have his best stuff. As the A's have won the first two games of the Bay Series in San Francisco tonight and tomorrow in Oakland, and they're in command tonight here as well. So all Oakland this year in the Oakland Bay Bridge Series. 1 ball and 1 strike as White fouls one off here. Williams in the windup now. Here's the 1-1. That's a slider outside. 1-2. Sorry, 2-1 now. Swinging and a miss by White on a fastball in the outside corner. Nicely done by Blake Williams. 2 balls and 2 strikes now. Pozos on deck. He's 1-for-3. Second baseman for the Crabs. 2-2. And outside, a little bit low. 3-2 now. Full count pitch here from Blake Williams. That's a line drive. Hit softly, but it's going to drop out in left center over the head of Meinhofer. So a one-out single here for White, his first hit of the ball game. 1-for-3 now. That'll bring up Brian Pozos. Also 1-for-3. He doubled and scored in the first. Also grounded into a double play. 6-4-3 in the second and grounded out to third base in the fifth. White takes his lead off first, being held on by Jared Bertotti. Williams throws over to first, and he's back. Torioka perhaps slightly shading towards second for a double play ball. They're one out and a runner on first. Another throw over to first, diving back is White. Williams, a pretty quick move for a right-hander. Here's the first pitch of the at-bat. Swing and a miss by Pozos. Big cut there. 0-1 here. Williams checks the runner now, gets the sign. Here's the 0-1. That ball outside into the screen and heading to second is White. So wild pitch there by Williams. Runner on second now. That takes away the double play. There's the 1-1. That ball dips a little bit low now, 2-1, and Alvarez wants to have a word with Williams. And the meeting concludes. We're ready to go here. 2 balls, 1 strike. 3 balls and 1 strike here now on Pozos. Austin White at second base. One run already home here on the solo home run by Hamilton. And now Pozos is going to step out and take some time. Williams now gets the sign from Alvarez. He comes set. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 3-2 now. Dealing headed for third, and the throw is into left field, and White is going to score. Is that ball down in the dirt? Reaching on the walk is Pozos. So White with a stolen base of third and scores on the error. It's 8-1 Humboldt. Second run across here in the inning. And that's going to bring up Outman. Outman, 2 singles and a strikeout, 2-for-3 tonight. Want to know if that one misses to the Humboldt Crabs left fielder, James Outman. Runner on first, one down here, swing and a miss. Runner going to second, and they've got him. A beautiful throw there. Beautiful throw there by Alvarez. Ball came loose after the out. Meinhofer caught it right at the bag, didn't even have to move his glove. And the umpire is going to say that the runner jarred the ball loose. So he is out. Pozos caught stealing for the second out of the inning. Second caught stealing of the game for Jonathan Alvarez. Two balls and two strikes here now on Outman. Two outs. In the top of the sixth, Williams. In the windup, here's the 2-2. That one is low, 3-2 now. Full count pitch forthcoming here with two outs. It's a line drive into left field. That's going to be a base hit. It's going to get in the gap and go all the way to the wall. That's going to be a double for Outman. Williams with a strong throw into the infield. But he's going to be in there with a stand-up double. Third hit of the game for Outman. Now here's Newman, the runner on second now with two down. A 1-0 here as that one misses to the Humboldt Crabs first baseman. 8-1 Humboldt here in the top of the sixth. Blake Williams on the mound, trying to shut this inning down. Foul ball out of play, 1-1 here. One and one here on Newman. 1-for-2 tonight. He's also drawn a walk. Swinging and a miss on a ball down and away. Well-placed pitch there by Williams. 1-2 now. Williams now comes set, gets the sign from Alvarez. A 1-2. A foul tip into the glove. They struck him out. That'll end the inning. Two runs home here for Humboldt. We head to the bottom of the sixth. It's 8-1 Crabs. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFoor from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Bottom of the sixth here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Colt 45's Baseball. 45's down 8-1 to the Humboldt Crabs, and Mickey Meinhofer leading off in the bottom of the sixth here for your hometown 45s. Meinhofer's 0-1 with the ground out. That's a line drive out into right field. That's a leadoff hit there for Mickey Meinhofer. So a leadoff single for the 45s. That's going to bring up Ryan Torres Torioka. 45's got one run in the bottom of the fifth on a solo home run by Hunter Heath. Heath's first home run of the year. Now it's going to be Ryan Torres Torioka. Run on first. Nobody out here for the speedy Torioka. We'll see what manager Greg Catteray wants to do here. Possible hit and run. Got a big hole on the right side there with the runner being held on at first by Newman. Davis in there for a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. On deck is Jared Bertotti. 9-1-2 hitters starting the inning off here for your hometown 45s. The 0-1 to Ryan. Down in the dirt, 1-1 here. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Reading Bank of Commerce recognizes their continued success is contingent upon the health and vitality of the communities they serve, and taking action to improve the well-being of others is a community responsibility and commitment they've upheld since their inception in 1982. Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice, member FDIC. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. The 1-1 pitch to Torioka is outside, 2-1 now. Meinhofer taking his lead off first. Davis comes set now, checks the runner. Ready with the 2-1. And a curveball in there for a strike. Big looping curveball. Haven't seen many of those tonight. But he stole a strike. It's now 2-2. Davis has been strong tonight, just giving up the one solo home run to Hunter Heath. And a check swing there. They're going to appeal, and yes, he did. So Torioka strikes out there on a good breaking ball down in the dirt. That's going to bring up Bertotti. Bertotti, 1-for-2. He's singled in the fourth. Simpson University Redhawk. Third on the team coming into the game at 4-0-4. First pitch misses. 1-0 here. That's a line drive out into deep right center field. It's got some carry on it. And that ball is going to get down in extra bases. Meinhofer headed to third. Bertotti headed to second. They're going to hold Meinhofer at third. That's a one-out double for Jared Bertotti. And he put a charge into that one out into the gap in right center field. Second hit of the game for Bertotti. Runners on second and third here, and the 45s are in business. Two men in scoring position with one down for Ryan Williams, the team leader in home runs and RBI. Bertotti, we mentioned, came into the game hitting 404. With his 2-for-3 tonight, he's now up to 420. Second on the team in batting average now. So here's Williams in a big RBI spot. 45's trying to get back in this one, down 8-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. But threatening here with runners at second and third. One out, slugging center fielder Ryan Williams at the plate. Swinging and a miss. On a ball down low. 0-1. Sutton would be next. He's 0-2. As is Williams. That's a fly ball out into center field. Taking it out there is White. Tagging and scoring is going to be Mickey Meinhofer. So it's 8-2 now. Bertotti's going to hold up at second as the throw came in at third. Call it a sack fly and an RBI. So it's a fly out to number 8, sack fly and an RBI for Williams. That'll bring up Sutton. So Bertotti at second, With two down here, one run already home for your hometown 45s. And Davis steps off here. 22nd RBI of the season for Ryan Williams in 22 games. This is his 19th game. Runner headed to third. That ball is thrown into left field, and Bertotti is going to score. Ball kicked away from the catcher. Bertotti aggressively heading to third, and the ball was airmailed into left. So the 45s get a run here. It's now 8-3. Two runs home in the inning, and there's two outs and nobody on now. Sutton ahead in the count 1-0. Davis back in the windup now. Throws the strike. One ball, one strike now. Here's the 1-1 from Davis. Swing and a miss on a ball down in the dirt. 1-2 now on Sutton. That ball is fouled out of play on a 1-2 pitch over our heads in the booth. Count stays 1-2 now. Davis now back on the rubber, ready with another 1-2 here to Sean Sutton, the DH tonight. The ball very high, 2-2 now. Meeting at the mound here between Davis and his catcher, Thurber. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here. Two runs already home here in the bottom of the sixth. 45 trailing 8-3. With Sean Sutton at the plate in a 2-2 count. And that ball down in the dirt. A walk to Sutton. So a two-out walk will bring up Hunter Heath. Heath led off the top of the fifth with the bottom of the fifth with a home run. And he could cut the lead to 3 here if he repeats that feat. And I think, no, they're going to say it was a foul ball on that one. Sutton being called back to the plate here, so evidently that one kicked off his bat somehow. And now we walked him. So no need to change my scorecard there. Already had him down for a walk. So here's Heath. Two outs, runner on first. And we've got activity down the bullpen for Humboldt here. We'll see if Davis is going to stay in the game here in the bottom of the sixth. He's gone 5 2/3, giving up 3 runs, but all 3 runs in the fifth and the sixth here. So perhaps running out of gas a little bit. And the meeting of the mound gets broken up. Davis will stay in the game here. So with two outs and a runner on first, he will face Heath. Looks like a right-hander down there in the bullpen for the Crabs. And a side armor at that. Heath 1-for-2, walked in the second, homered in the fifth. That ball outside 1-0 here. Heath could get the 45s back in this with one swing of the bat here. They're down five with a runner on first, just in the bottom of the sixth here. That ball has popped up on the infield, very high. Play ball over there at third, and he's going to make the play. That's Reynolds. So I'll pop out to number five. We'll end the inning. Two runs home here. They cut the lead 8-3. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
New pitcher in for the 45s here in the top of the fifth. It's left-hander Andrew Arnold, the 6'4 lefty out of Sac City College. So that'll close the book on Blake Williams, who went 2 2/3. Pardon me, 1 2/3 for Blake Williams. And Arnold, who we last saw getting the save on Sunday night in that 2-0 45s win over Solano as they completed the sweep, will come in here. Arnold leads the team in ERA, has just a 1.63 ERA, just 2 earned runs in 11 innings pitched in 8 appearances, so he's been one of the right spots in the bullpen. One of three 45s pitchers with an ERA under 2. Brett Bovee and Kyle Martin. Also with ERAs under 2. 1.80 and 1.83 respectively. Leading off, we're going to have a pinch hitter here for the Humboldt Crabs, stepping against Andrew Arnold. First pitch misses there for a ball. This is Nick Warren pinch hitting for Denholm, the DH. So Denholm's night is complete. He went 1-for-3 with a single. 1-1 here on Warren. Steps out now and takes some time. Arnold now toeing the rubber. Getting a sign from Alvarez. Here's the 1-1. That ball is in there for a strike. 1-2 now. Arnold taking his time out there. Kicks and fires, and a beautiful breaking ball, curveball down below the knees, swung right through it. Did Warren, he's the first out of the inning. So here's Reynolds. He's singled and popped out. This portion of the game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Member FDIC, your bank of choice here in the Reading area. Taking action to improve the well-being of others is a community responsibility and commitment they've upheld since 1982. That's Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. Arnold pitching exclusively out of the stretch here with one out and nobody on. Misses high and away to Reynolds, 1-0. Oakland sticking it to the Giants once again, 7-0 in the seventh. That game in Oakland. Oakland winning the first two games in San Francisco last night and the night before. So the first place Giants and the next to last place A's, you'd never know it from the results the last few nights. As Jake Peavy had the start for your Giants tonight against Sean Manaea, the throw-in Samoan. Been a nice find for the A's this year, as they've had so many injuries in that starting rotation. That's a ground ball foul, 2-1 now on Reynolds. We talk all things Giants, A's, Warriors, Kings, Niners, and Raiders on the NorCal Sports Hour every Tuesday at 6, right here on KCNR. You can follow me on Twitter at NorCalSportsHR. You can follow the Reading Colt 45s on Twitter at ReddingColt45s.com. That's at ReddingColt45s. Two balls and one strike. Arnold comes set. Now he's ready. And a curveball got him to check swing, but he could not hold up. 2-2 now. A couple good curveballs already here from Andrew Arnold, the 6'4 lefty, coming right downhill at you. Makes that break seem even bigger. He's got a pitch to play with here on 2-2 to Ryan Reynolds. And that's a ground ball down the third baseline foul. Count remains 2-2 here. Arnold gets the sign from Alvarez. Here's another 2-2. That ball swing and a miss. And two hitters, two strikeouts here for Andrew Arnold as he's come out dealing. That'll bring up Jacob Thurber. Thurber has walked, struck out, and lined out. He's 0 for 2, also scored a run on that walk in the second inning. 8-3 Humboldt here in the top of the seventh. Colt 45s. Trying to throw up a goose egg here. Two outs and nobody on. Due up in the bottom of the half for your hometown 45s. It's going to be 6-7-8 Alvarez, Modeste, and Larson. And that's a breaking ball that got away from him, and that hit Thurber on the helmet. He ducked down underneath it and just glanced off his helmet, so no harm done there other than a free base runner for the Humboldt Crabs. That'll bring up Logan Bush. Bush has walked, flown out, and struck out. Also scored a run and had an RBI as he walked with the bases loaded in the second. On this day in baseball history, 1969, Tom Seaver becomes the Mets' all-time leader in victories, throwing a complete game in a 7-3 win over Pittsburgh at Shea Stadium. The leader in victories for the Mets at 43, he was just 24 years old. He would go on to Hall of Fame career, Tom Seaver. One of the all-time greats. First pitch misses here. It's 1-0. And that's a little chopper foul. 1-1 now. Arnold gets a new baseball from Alvarez. Runner on first, one out. Sorry, runner on first, 1-1 count, two down here to the number 8 hitter, Bush, the right fielder tonight. And he check swings that one. It's a little flare job out and left. This one's going to get down. And it right where they ain't. And heading to third on the play with two down. Good hustle play there by Thurber. So officially that's going to be a double by Bush as he check swinged it. And it was just a little flare down the left field line. Dropped right between Meinhofer and Modeste, as Modeste was playing pretty deep and left. Just a bad break there for the 45s. Runners on second and third now with two down. That's going to bring up Hamilton. Hamilton's 2-for-3. He's doubled, and he hit a solo home run. The home run was in the sixth inning. Lefty versus lefty here. Arnold trying to keep the deficit at 8-3. First pitch is down low, 1-0 here. Arnold got the save on Sunday, did not pitch last night. Came in and struck out the first two hitters. And then a hit by a pitch and a flare double have runners at second and third now with two down. That ball is outside, 2-0 here. Arnold down 2-0 here. That ball down in the dirt, 3-0 now. We're under the lights here at Tiger Field, an absolutely perfect night for baseball. Slight breeze blowing in. It's 8-3 Humboldt in the top of the seventh. 3-0 count. That one's in there for a strike, 3-1 now. Hamilton, the number 9 hitter. Top of the lineup, and Austin White due up next. He's 1-for-3 with a walk. And a called strike two on 3-1. Nice pitch there from Arnold on the outside corner. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. First base is open. So he doesn't necessarily have to throw him a strike here. Taking his time now, gets the sign from Alvarez. Arnold with the 3-2. That ball is high and inside for a walk. And the bases are now loaded. For the top of the lineup, that'll be Austin White. White singled and scored in the sixth. He's also lined into a double play. Lined out to right and walked. Walked in the second with the bases loaded for an RBI. Comes up here with the bases loaded in the top of the seventh. Two down here. First pitch is in there for a strike. Nice pitch from Arnold. 0-1 now. The 0-1 here. Foul back. A quick 0-2 here on the leadoff hitter, Austin White. Big pitch coming up here from Andrew Arnold. 0-2. Two outs. Bases loaded. Top of the seventh. 45's down 8-3. Trying to keep the lead right where it is. That's a breaking ball down low, and slider at his back foot does not offer 1-2. Slowing it down out there is Arnold. Now he comes set. He's ready with the 1-2. That one up and away. Easy take. 2-2 here. So from 0-2 to 2-2. And another big pitch coming up here for the Sacramento City College lefty. Nobody up in the bullpen there for the 45, so it's Arnold's inning. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. He kicks and fires. That ball is a ball, and it kicks past Alvarez. And it's going to result in a run. As it kicked away from him and bounced off the backstop towards the third base side. Everybody moves up 90 feet. Thurber comes around to score. And second and third now with two outs. So one run home here. It's now 9-3, Humboldt. Full count here, and Arnold. In the stretch now, gets the sign, comes set. And he walked him. So it's bases loaded down. Still two down. White draws the walk. That'll bring up Pozos. He's doubled and walked. He's 1-for-3. Scored once. Also grounded into a double play. And has been caught stealing once. So you have a meeting at the mound here. It's Barrick Fasting, the pitching coach for your hometown 45s, and Jonathan Alvarez go out to talk to Andrew Arnold. Still nobody in the bullpen, so this is just a informational meeting.
Number
3-1-6-0-3-3-5. And the umpire comes out to break it up, so Pozos now will bat with the bases loaded. In the top of the seventh here. Two down, one run already home. Arnold looks like he's going to go from the windup now. No, he's going to come set. First pitch is high, 1-0. On Pozos. Outman would be next. Swing and a miss on a fastball in the outside corner. Good cut there by Pozos, but he comes up empty. 1-1 here. One run home for Humboldt. It's 9-3. Bases loaded, two down. Second baseman Brian Pozos, 1-for-3 tonight. Has a 1-1 count. Andrew Arnold kicks and fires. That one's in there for a strike. 1-2 now. The 1-2 pitch from Arnold. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And that'll end the inning. But one run across here makes it 9-3. Humboldt, we head to the bottom of the seventh. Seventh inning stretch time. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Are you looking to diversify your retirement with gold and silver, but not sure about the high-pressure salespeople on an 800 number? You'll find honest, straightforward answers to all of your questions with the local staff at the Gold Mart, with no additional charge, fee, or commission added to your purchase. See just how easy purchasing gold and silver can be with the help of your hometown professionals at the Gold Mart. Call 221-4653 to make an appointment or stop by today. The Gold Mart, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hello, at Hilltop Medical Clinic, we're here when you need us. No appointments are necessary. This gives us a unique picture of the health and the infections that are circulating in our community. Want to know if influenza has arrived in Reading? Then like our Hilltop Medical Clinic Facebook page or go to our website at hilltopmedicalclinic.com. Awareness is one of the best ways to protect the health of your family and children. Hilltop Medical Clinics, 221-1565 or 246-4629.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the seventh here. Colt 45's down 9-3. New pitcher for the Humboldt Crabs is going to be Merrick Petito, number 30, side-arming right-hander. He replaces Junior Davis, who went six innings. He gave up three runs, a quality start. He's in line for the win should this 9-3 lead hold up. So Petito, the right-hander for Humboldt, will face Jonathan Alvarez here. First pitch is a strike on the outside corner with a fastball. It's going to be Alvarez, Modest, Larson, catcher, left field, third base, your 6, 7, 8 hitters. Mickey Meinhofer would be fourth in this inning. Here's the 0-1. That's a ground ball to the left side, slowly hit to shortstop. Up with it and a long throw. They're going to get Alvarez. Hamilton makes a nice play there. 6-3 on the putout. Alvarez is retired. That'll bring up Max Modest. He's 0-2 tonight. This portion of the game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Member FDIC. Your bank of choice here in the Reading area, taking action to improve the well-being of others, is a community responsibility and commitment they've upheld since their inception in 1982. That's Reading Bank of Commerce, proud sponsors of the Colt 45s. Member FDIC, your bank of choice here in the Reading area. Swing and a miss there. By Modeste on the first pitch of the at-bat from Petito. Sidearmer slings it in there, and it's a fastball. Swinging and a miss. 0-2, so Modeste perhaps not picking up that herky-jerky motion. Traditional sidearmer here. You don't see those anymore very often. That one's down low and away. 1-2 here. You see a guy with emotion coming from the side like that, it means you're probably not going to see anything that's completely straight. Everything's going to have some kind of movement on it, even the fastball. And that two-seamer missed low and away. Here's a 1-2. That's a changeup on the outside corner. And a beauty. He strikes him out looking. So Modeste down on strikes. And that'll bring up Chase Larson. He's 0 for 2. There's Larson with two outs and nobody on in the bottom of the seventh here. First pitch misses inside for a ball, 1-0. You're listening to game 22 of 44 on the season here for the Reading Colt 45s. Last game in June. No game tomorrow night on Thursday, but from the 1st through the 10th of July, 10 games in 10 days. That's a ground ball to short by Larson coming in as Hamilton. He makes the throw, and there's three outs. That'll end the inning. 1-2-3, go the 45s in the bottom of the 7th. We are at the top of the 8th. Humboldt leading 9-3. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball, KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the eighth here, Andrew Arnold getting ready to start his second inning of work. It's 9-3 Humboldt. Leading off for the Humboldt Crabs, it's going to be the 3-4-5's hitter, James Outman, Jason Newman, and Nick Warren. Nick Warren pinch hit in the seventh. He's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. So here's Outman. Two singles and a double. He's 3-for-4 tonight. He's also scored a run. First pitch is in there for a strike from Arnold. 0-1 here. .45's got one in the fifth and two in the sixth for their three runs. They trail 9-3 here. Arnold throws a curveball, and that one misses inside, I guess. 1-1. Arnold taking his time out there. Now he comes set. Here's the 1-1 down in the dirt. 2-1 now. This portion of the game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Recognizing their continued success is contingent upon the health and vitality of the communities they serve. Taking action to improve the well-being of others is a community responsibility and a commitment they've upheld since their inception in 1982. Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice. Member FDIC. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. Arnold now going to step off. That ball is lined into center field. Fourth hit of the night for James Outman. He's 4-for-5 for the Humboldt Crabs. Leads off the inning with a single off the lefty Arnold. That'll bring up Newman. The runner on first now with nobody out. And here's Newman. Newman's walked and singled. He's 1-for-3. He's also struck out and flown out. 45's looking for a double play ball here. Torioka shading toward the bag. That's a foul tip into the glove. 0-1 here. Newman struck out his last time up in the sixth. That was against Blake Williams. Outman takes his lead off first, being held on by Bertotti. Andrew Arnold now gets the sign. Now he shakes him off. Now he comes set. Here's the 0-1 down in the dirt. 1-1 here. One ball and one strike. Getting ready for the third pitch of the at-bat here to Newman. And a breaking ball. Curveball right at the knees. Beautifully done there by Arnold. 1-2 now. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on 1-2. So second straight strikeout for Newman in three innings. He's the first out of the inning. That's going to bring up Warren. And this one's back to the screen. So moving up is Outman. 1-0 here. Larson at third, Meinhofer at short, Torres, Torioka at second, Bertotti at first. Alvarez in the squat for Andrew Arnold. That's your infield for the Colt 45s right here. Here's the 1-0 to Warren. That's in there for a strike, 1-1 here. Outfield is Modest in left, Williams in center, and Hunter Heath in right. Nine-3 Humboldt here in the top of the eighth. Runner on second, one out. That ball is driven out to center field and deep. On his horse is Williams. And he's not going to get this one. That one's over his head. It's going to bounce to the wall. Coming around to third, and he's going to try and score. Meinhofer is going to make the throw to third, and he is out at third, going for a triple. Scoring from second is Outman on the double. So Warren with an RBI double thrown out at third. So nice relay there from Ryan Williams to Mickey Meinhofer to Chase Larson at third to cut down the runner trying to stretch a double into a triple. Two outs now. And Ryan Reynolds steps in. One for three with a walk. Ball's fouled out of play. 0-1 here. So give Warren a double and an RBI. And score that out 8-6-5 on the putout. Should really be 6-5, but I like to give credit for the hockey assist to the outfielder who makes a strong throw to the cutoff man. I think they should get it like half of an outfield assist for that. That's a pop-up to short center field. This should end the inning. Torres Torioka now being called off by Heath, and he's going to make the play. Fly out to number 9 will end the inning. One run across here is now 10-3 Humboldt. We head to the bottom of the 8th. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the eighth here, new pitcher for the Humboldt Crabs. It's going to be number 31, Ryan Smith. So Petito goes one inning scoreless. And he's relieved by number 31, Ryan Smith. Coming to bat for your hometown 45 is going to be the 9-1-2 hitters. Mickey Meinhofer going to lead off in Ryan Torres Torioka, followed by Jared Bertotti. Meinhofer's 1-for-2 tonight with a single. He's also scored. That was in the sixth inning. So Meinhofer going to step in against the right-hander. Smith here. First pitch of the at-bat here. He is down low for a ball, 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. We recognize our continued success is contingent upon the health and vitality of the communities we serve, and taking action to improve the well-being of others is a community responsibility and a commitment we've upheld since our inception in 1982. Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice, member FDIC, and proud sponsor. Colt 45's here on the radio. That's ground ball number 3, taking himself as Newman. 3 unassisted. Meinhofer is retired. First out of the inning. He's 1-for-3 thus far. That'll ring up Torres Torioka, 0-for-3. Grounded out twice and struck out once. We're in the bottom of the eighth here. Humboldt leading 10-3. over your hometown Reading Colt 45s. Humboldt won last night 16-4. Scoring early and often, they got on the board with five runs in the first two innings here. At one point, this game was 7-3. Pardon me, 8-3. Runs in each of the last two innings for the Crabs have stretched out to 10-3. First pitch there for Torioka is a strike, 0-1. Swing and a miss. Quick 0-2 here on Colt 45's leadoff hitter. Update on your A's Giants score. They are in the ninth, and it's been all A's tonight, 7-1. Both Jed Lowry and Yonder Alonso have hit two-run homers. Sean Manaea in line for the win there for Oakland. As it looks like they're going to take the first three of the four Bay Bridge Series games this year. Won both in San Francisco last night and the night before. Looks like they're going to win the first game in Oakland. They'll do it again tomorrow night. That's a fly ball down the line and right, hanging up now. And he's going to make the play. So Torioka flies out to right. That'll bring up Jared Bertotti. Bertotti, one of the bright spots in the lineup tonight. He's 2-for-3. Single and a double. He also scored in the sixth. That was off the double, driven in by Ryan Williams on a sack fly. Bertotti hitting .420 here this season. Second on the team in hitting, behind only Jake Taylor. Switch hitting first baseman. Steps in here with two outs and nobody on. First pitch outside, 1-0. A reminder, only one day and change left to vote for your American and National League All-Star teams. All-Star game is on July 12th. Buster Posey recently passed Yadier Molina for the lead of starting catcher for the National League. Brandon Belt certainly deserving as well. He's had a fantastic year. And one would imagine that Johnny Cueto, if not the starter in the National League All-Star game, would definitely be on the team. He's had a stellar year in his first year with the Giants. 2-0 here on Bertotti now. That's a ground ball to the first side, and Bertotti pulls it foul. 2-1 now. We've got another game tomorrow night at 7:15. Come down and join us. Pardon me, we don't have a game tomorrow night. Friday night, 7:15, right here at Tiger Field, and we'll be on KCNR 1460 as well. Here's the 2-1 to Bertotti. And a changeup floats low, 3-1 now. Hitters count for Jared. Hitting in the two-hole tonight. And he's 2-for-3 already. Got a 3-1 count here, looking for something he can step into. And that's a ball down in the dirty that he hits a chop out to second base. And that'll be the last out of the inning. But no runs here for the 45s. We head to the top of the ninth. It's 10-3 Humboldt. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45's Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California BRE license number 019-45816.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not
not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Skip budget lines and call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Top of the ninth here at Tagger Field, 10-3 Humboldt as they get ready to take their ups against left-hander Andrew Arnold. Leading off for the Humboldt Crabs going to be Jacob Thurber. 7-8-9 hitters here, Thurber, Bush, Hamilton. Thurber's walked and been hit by a pitch. He's 0 for 2, and looks like he just got hit by another pitch right there. So second hit pitch of the game, hit by pitch of the game for Thurber. And leadoff man is on. That's going to bring on Logan Bush. Drove in a run with a walk. The base is loaded in the second, and he doubled in the seventh. He's 1 for 3. Arnold checks the runner. Now he throws over. And a close play. But back is Thurber. Lefty on lefty matchup here. Against Bush. That's in there for a strike from Arnold. 0-1. Tonight's game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce, member FDIC, your bank of choice here in the Reading area. Proud sponsors of the Reading Colt 45s. They recognize their continued success contingent upon the health and vitality of the communities they serve. And taking action to improve the well-being of others is a community responsibility and a commitment they've undertaken since 1982. That's Reading Bank of Commerce, member FDIC, proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460, your bank of choice. In the Reading area, that's a foul ball out of play here. Quick 0-2 on Bush. Thurber on first. Nobody out. One runner on first here for Humboldt in the top of the ninth. Arnold ahead 0-2. He kicks and fires. Fastball high. 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes. Arnold still in command here. That's a ground ball to the left side. That's going to be in the hole and through the hole as Meinhofer dives and can't make the play. So runners on first and second now after the single by Bush. Here's Hamilton. 2 for 3, double, solo home run. He's also been hit by a pitch and reached on an error. Not bad production out of the nine hole for the Humboldt Crabs. That solo home run was in the sixth. Another lefty-lefty matchup here. It's Arnold against Hamilton. And a foul back to the screen, 0-1 here. Game in Oakland has gone final. A's win 7-1. Sean Mania the win. Jake Peavy the loss. Get you some other scores from around the league here in just one moment. Arnold now with the 0-1. That's a ground ball to second. This could be 2, 4, 6, and not hit very hard. So beating it out is Hamilton. Is no chance to turn the double play there. So Bush has erased it first. It's a fielder's choice for Hamilton, 4 to 6. Moving over to third is Thurber. Runners at the corners here with one out now for Austin White, the leadoff hitter. He's 1 for 4. We have a single and a run scored. He's also drawn a walk. pardon me, 1-for-3. He's drawn 2 walks on base 3 times and 5 plate appearances here. Arnold fires low, 1-0 here. Due up in the bottom of the ninth for your hometown 45s. It's going to be the 3-4-5 hitters, Williams, Sutton, and Heath. Williams already with an RBI tonight, as well as Heath, who's had a solo home run. That's a strike there. Now 1-1 here on White. Arnold being very deliberate out there. Now he gets the sign and comes set. Here's the 1-1. Called strike 2 on the outside corner. Good pitch there from the Sac City left-hander. 1-2 now. Here's the pitch, and a foul ball out of play. We'll line up and do it again, 1-2. Here's the 1-2. That ball is inside, now 2-2. Ten to three ball game here in the top of the ninth. Runners at the corners. One down. 2-2 count on Austin White, the leadoff hitter. Arnold comes set now. He kicks and fires. That's a foul ball back to the screen. We'll line up and do it again here. Right at 10 o'clock here at Tiger Field. It's been all Humboldt here tonight, 10-3. The 45s came into last night riding a 7-game winning streak and dropped the opener of this series 16-4. Night off tomorrow and then 10 games in 10 days, the first 10 days of July. That's a foul ball out of play. Another 2-2 pitch forthcoming here in just one moment. We'll have the Reading Tigers in here on Friday, and then a 3-game set against the visiting Humboldt B-52s Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And Arnold now steps off. First and third, one down. Count still 2-2. 2-2, I should say. That's a slider. High, 3-2. Arnold slowing it down here in the ninth with runners at the corners. And one out. Now he's ready. Here's the pitch. And that's a chopper up the middle. Very high. Torres Torioka is going to tag the runner headed to second as he stopped and headed back towards first. Run's going to score on the fielder's choice. So White, call that one 4 unassisted on the putout. Fielder's choice and an RBI. Scoring on the play is Thurber. Two down now. And that's going to bring up Pozos. He's doubled and walked 1-for-4 in 5 plate appearances here. Runner on first now with 2 down. First pitch is a swing and a miss there. Arnold blew the fastball right by him. Yep, Gets a sign from Alvarez. Now he comes set. Checks the runner at first. Here's the 0-1. Nope, he's going to step off. Swing and a miss. A quick 0-2 here on Pozos. And Arnold one strike away from getting out of the top of the ninth here. That ball misses 1-2 here. One ball, two strikes, two outs here in the top of the ninth, 11-3, Humboldt. Here's the 1-2, fouled back. We'll line up and do it again here, 1-2. Gets the sign from Alvarez. Now he comes set. And a swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt, and that'll end the inning. One more run across for Humboldt. It's 11-3. We head to the bottom of the ninth. 45's needing a great comeback here. It's trailing 11-3. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Access Mortgage.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading Zone Colt 45's baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
California VRE license number 0194581-6.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Redding Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
New pitcher here in the bottom of the ninth for the Humboldt Crabs. It's going to be number 24, Jake Gomez, another sidearmer, right-hander. And he'll face the 3-4-5 hitters for your hometown 45s here. Needing a pretty good rally here, down 11-3. We've seen him put up 8 in an inning before. And this would be the comeback of comebacks. They were down 8-0 in the game on Friday. Came back to win 13-12 in the game of the year against the Solano Mudcats. Ryan Williams had 2 home runs and 6 RBI in that game. He'll lead off here tonight in the bottom half of the ninth. Williams 0 for 2. He's also got a sack fly and an RBI in 3 plate appearances here. First pitch misses there for a ball, 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce. Recognizing their continued success is contingent upon the health and vitality of communities they serve. Taking action to improve the well-being of others is a community responsibility and a commitment they've upheld since their inception in 1982. Reading Bank of Commerce, your bank of choice. Member FDIC, proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR. Williams grounds out to second base, 4-3 on the putout, first out of the inning. That's going to bring up Sean Sutton. Sutton's 0-for-2, and he's drawn a walk. He's your DH tonight. One out, nobody on here. Hunter Heath will bat next against Ryan Gomez. The side armor, almost a submariner on that one. Kind of a low three quarters. That's a strike on the first pitch there. Two set and 0-1. That ball's fouled out of play. 0-2 now. And that one misses now, 1-2. Gomez comes set. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That ball is fouled out of play. Back to the screen. Still 1-2. Here's the 1-2 to Sutton. That ball's very high. 2-2 here. Two balls, two strikes. That ball's lined up the middle. That's going to be a hit for Sutton, his first hit of the game. Got in on his hands a little bit, jammed him a bit, but he was strong enough to lining out to center. He's 1-for-3 tonight. So with running out, there's a runner on first for Hunter Heath. Heath has walked, homered, and flown out. He's 1-for-2 with one RBI and a run scored. Sutton being held on at first here. A lefty, Heath out of Shawnee, Oklahoma. Stands in against Ryan Gomez, the side-arming righty for the Humboldt Crabs. That ball is driven out to left center field, very high. Looks like it's going to be playable about a step in front of the track. And he's going to be retired on one pitch. Fly out to number 7. And there's two down here. 45's down to their last out. Trailing 11-3 here. It's going to be Jonathan Alvarez striding to the plate, trying to keep things going here. Alvarez 0-for-3. He's grounded out 3 times tonight. Alvarez hitting .323 on the season. 10-for-31 overall here. Here's the 1-0 as the first pitch missed. That's a check swing, but it's called strike anyway, 1-1. Sutton now not being held on at first. It's a one ball, one strike count. Modeste would be next. The 1-1. And that ball looks like it might have hit him. No, it got behind him. Is he actually been out of the way of that one? Nifty moves there by Jonathan Alvarez to avoid being hit by the pitch. It kicks off the glove of the catcher. Advancing to second is Sutton. So man in scoring position now here. It's 2-1. And I don't know how that ball did not hit Jonathan Alvarez. Gomez now ready. Comes set. Here's the 2-1. That's a fly ball to right. Reasonably deep. It's going back, and it is gone. Opposite field home run for Jonathan Alvarez here. Puts into puts a charge into that one and goes opposite field to straightaway right, his second home run of the year, and it's 11-5. Got one up in his happy zone, and he put a charge into it. Two-run homer by Jonathan Alvarez. Bumps his average up to .344, and now his second home run of the year. So Jonathan Alvarez out of Harris Stowe State holding his own with the bat this year. Two outs, nobody on now. That'll bring up Modest. He's 0 for 3. First pitch is a strike. Second ball inside as he has to jump out of the way. 1-1 here. That ball is driven to center field. This should be the last out of the game. And it is. He flies out to center. Two and the inning. Two runs home. Make it 11-5, but that's all the 45s will get. As they drop two in a row here to the visiting Humboldt Crabs, 16-4 last night, 11-5 tonight. Your winning pitcher tonight for the Humboldt Crabs is Junior Davis. Six innings of three-run ball. Your losing pitcher tonight for the 45s, left-hander Zach Morgan. We're going to take a short break here. We'll be right back after these messages with your Colt 45s postgame show. You're listening in at Colt 45s Baseball, KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Seat's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition, debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Kyle DeFore back here at Tiger Field wrapping up this 11-5 loss against the Humboldt Crabs. Your Colt 45's dropped two in a row. Came into last night with a seven-game winning streak. And the Humboldt Crabs put a stop to that with a 16-4 win last night and 11-5 here tonight. Your winning pitcher for the Humboldt Crabs, Junior Davis, six innings pitched, three runs scored. Your losing pitcher tonight, Zach Morgan, four and a third innings pitched. And signs of life here offensively tonight for the Humboldt, for the Reading Colt 45s. Too many signs of life offensively for the Humboldt Crabs. But Hunter Heath had a solo home run tonight. Jonathan Alvarez had a two-run homer to the opposite field in the ninth. We had Mickey Meinhofer win 1-for-3. Ryan Williams had another RBI. Just not enough hits in bunches here as 45s are able to get guys on, just unable to get that big hit or put together that big inning. They dropped this one 11-5. We actually do have another game tomorrow. I've been informed here. It's actually not on the schedule, but we are going to be playing tomorrow at 7:15, a one-game set against Vacaville, and then a one-game set on Friday against the Tigers. So 11 games in the next 11 nights right here on KCNR 1460. You can get the entire schedule on Reading Colt 45s. But again, it will tell you that there's an off day tomorrow. Don't believe everything you read. We have got a game at 7:15 against Vacaville. I'll be calling it right here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Once again, 45s dropped this one 11-5. Want to thank everybody out there for listening to this broadcast. We'll see you again tomorrow night at 7:15. For our intern, Matty Novelli, for my engineer back in the studio, Jared King, I've been Kyle DeFore. Want to thank you once again for tuning in. We'll see you again tomorrow night at 7:15 right here on KCNR 1460 for more Colt 45s baseball. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Monitors. Hello, testing. 1, 2. 1, 2. Oh, Kelly McGillis. We haven't heard that name in a while. Someone broke into her home. Remember Kelly McGillis, ladies and gentlemen, from Top Gun and Witness? Someone broke into her home in Henderson County, North Carolina, and Kelly McGillis called 911 operator, said there was a woman in her home trying to act crazy. Trying to act crazy? Someone's in my home. They're already acting crazy. But they wouldn't be because I put a bullet in their head. That's right. I'd shoot them. Yep. I would. Kelly McGillis didn't shoot him. She called 911, and I'd shoot him. Why wouldn't I?
Some crazy girl in your house.
Boom.
You're not going to shoot
her. I want a bat. I've got a lot of crazy girls in my house.
You're not shooting anybody.
That's right. Believe me. I don't have time for this. Can't wait for the world to come crashing down on us like it's doing all around us now. You come into my house, I shoot you. I don't call 911. Then I call 911. Henderson County, North Carolina. Kelly McGillis calling 911. Home invasion. There's a woman in her house. I love the quote, trying to act crazy. Here we go.
911, what's the address of the emergency?
I have somebody in my house.
Okay.
Broke into my house.
Who is it?
Right now. Help me. Help me!
Oh, crap.
Hello?
Yes, this is 911. What's going on there, ma'am?
I have somebody in my house.
Okay, what's your address? What is your address? What's your address? What is your address? Ma'am, what?
Yikes. You wouldn't shoot that? There's more. But that person is in your home screaming. You wouldn't shoot a woman in your home going, help me,
no, I wouldn't.
Oh, really? Okay, good. Then you tell your dead family that.
Well,
that
know,
daddy didn't
some,
react.
Some crazy woman in your house screaming,
boom!
Help me, it doesn't get shot.
Oh, yeah. I ask questions later because guess what? You'd never know she was asking for help.
Well, she's screaming, help me.
I didn't hear it.
I heard it.
I didn't. No, no.
Well, listen.
I didn't hear it in my house because I wouldn't have called 911. I just told you I would shoot her. Then I would call 911. What happened? And I also put a knife in her hand. So that she came after me.
Your throwdown knife.
Oh, by the way, Hector, would you do me a favor? Erase all that just in case this does happen. That somebody will be, I heard him on the air, Your Honor, saying that it was he shot this innocent person in around. They were just trying to sell him some sort of, magazine subscriptions. Okay, so Kelly McGillis, Top Gun, and The Witness. I can't think of anything else Kelly McGillis
those
did.
Those are the two movies where she looked fabulous as a movie
here
star.
Here goes Buzz.
And then,
go ahead.
Things went downhill.
And there it goes. The boogeyman in you comes out every once in a while. Oh, by the way, you know the movie man? He said he wants to take another 2-week vacation.
What's up with him?
He's something wrong with him, man. I'm with him. 9/11 operators tried calling McGillis back 3 times after disconnecting with the actor. She was able to stop someone at the police academy and get dispatchers back on the phone to send police to her house. Here's the call again, and now here it's so you can hear this lady. She's obviously out of her mind. How does she get into Kelly McGillis's house?
911, what's the address of the emergency?
I have somebody in my house.
Okay.
Broke into my house.
Who is it?
Right now. Help me. Help me!
Help me. That's
oh, crap.
Thank you.
Hello?
Call back.
Yes, this is 911. What's going on there, ma'am?
I have somebody in my house.
Okay, what's your address? What is your address? What's your address? What is your address? Ma'am, what? Ma'am, what is your address? Hello?
Okay, just stay right here.
911, what's the address?
That's the third disconnect. They called back again.
Emergency.
I'm at the Hendersonville Police Academy. A woman has just pulled me over. She said that someone has broken into her house.
Let me talk to her.
Hello?
Ma'am, we have some help on the way there. Did she injure you? Are you hurt at all?
Well, she grabbed at me. I don't know what. I don't know.
What is your name? You didn't know who this person was?
No, and she has a child with her, and I don't know. She's
so it was a female?
Clothing.
Oh, boy.
You got to shoot the kid, too.
All right. I didn't know. Okay, back. Beep, beep, beep. Backing it up. Didn't know there was a child there, Buzz. I'm going to take that part back. Beep, beep, beep. Okay. Didn't know that. It's odd that Kelly McGillis was able to run out and find someone, stop someone at the police academy near Henderson County, North Carolina, where she was.
It's really a crazy scene. I mean, there's a lot of action.
What's
happening
going
here?
On here? You sure this wasn't a movie being shot?
How did they get in? Were the doors locked?
I don't know. I came home, and the door was unlocked. The lights were on, and I said, hello, hello, and she came out and just said a bunch of about how I knew she was coming, and how could she do this to me? Why don't I get her a hotel? I don't know. I think she's a freaking thief. She's trying to act crazy.
See? That's right, Kelly McGillis. A thief who's trying to act crazy, and you got a baby decoy.
And you've never seen him before?
No.
Okay. We're going to send the police out there. Well, they're coming from town, so it's going to take them a few minutes to get out there. Make sure you stay where you are because I don't want you to get hurt.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.
Yeah, okay. What do you think about that?
Bye-bye. They don't hang up.
Bye-bye.
They don't hang up.
Once she said her name was Kelly McGillis, didn't used to be pretty? That's what Buzz just told me. Okay, wait a minute. So she was there and she was saying she was trying to, the part where she was going like, hey, she said I should have gotten her hotel room. She said, you knew I was coming. Wow. Once again, you can't stop crazy, that's for sure.
And of course, being an actor, you know, she recognizes bad acting. That's why she's trying to act crazy.
Mm-hmm.
A little critique there.
If you know who I am? I'm Kelly McGillis. I was in Top Gun. I was in Witness. I can't think of any other movies I was in.
You call that acting?
You call that acting, girl? And drop that kid because I'm going to blow your head off. Yeah. Kelly McGillis making a bunch of calls to her the 911 from her home in Henderson County, North Carolina. Ends up finding someone outside her door at the police academy. That's just crazy. Yeah. How'd she get in? She said, that's another good question. How'd she get in?
Came home and found her in there.
Oh, my God. Lock your doors, people. There's some good advice from your pal, Johnny B. Lock your doors, Henderson County, North Carolina. The break-in. I love it. Trying to act crazy, though. You're right. That's the Actors Center. Honestly, that was... If you're acting crazy, I mean, I don't... Have you seen Witness? I mean... Voicemail's 866-JBB-MAIL when you can't get through regularly.
It's Jonathan Brandmeier.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, with our streaming audio feed, live at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements.
Wellgate Sports Club Saltwater Pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned, with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Reading Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades, and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Hey, this is Carl Bott from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
When guys are walking around strapped up, ready to kill themselves for a cause, whatever that cause is, they're Allah. How are you going to beat crazy?
We got to call up Israel. They say, hey, we got some good news and bad news. We're going to really expand your borders. The bad news is you're not going to be able to use the land for about 1,000 years.
The end of the world as we know it.
Talk unhinged.
Yeah, whatever happened to Mungo Jerry? Summertime in the 4th of July, it could get that high. And buzz.
It's not quite business as usual. Flights are up and running this morning, but the shock and horror remain after terrorists killed over 40 people yesterday at Istanbul's airport. Passengers checked in while workers cleaned up this morning the shattered glass and blood left after the attack last night. Three suicide bombers hit the airport, and all clues so far point to an ISIS connection. Witnesses' accounts and security camera video show a scene like hell, terrified passengers running for their lives, hiding anywhere they can as terrorists fired shots and set off their bombs. All three terrorists reportedly dead after that attack. Meanwhile, what's a divorce without insults and name-calling? We got that yesterday when the prominent Brexit supporter, Nigel Farage, and I'm calling him Farage, taunted the EU Parliament to its face, saying none of them had ever held a real job in their lives.
Yes.
He was vigorously booed, not surprisingly.
Boo me.
Not all of the leaders of the EU nations meet in Brussels without, today, all of the leaders will meet in Brussels, but without the UK's David Cameron, because he's no longer part of the EU. And I don't want to see him.
You're not welcome, Mr. Cameron. Stay home with the soccer team and lick your wounds.
And what we learned in court yesterday is that a lighthouse is not dry land. That's what a federal judge told a group of Cuban migrants yesterday in a ruling dealing with the wet foot, dry foot policy. That's our policy, the U.S. policy on immigration from Cuba. It gives Cubans who set foot on U.S. soil a chance to stay if they set foot on U.S. soil. The 24 migrants climbed a 136-year-old lighthouse just south of the Florida Keys last month in a bid to stay there, but the judge said no. The lighthouse, which even in low tide sits 4 feet in 4 feet of water, is not dry land. Thus, the Cubans are wet foot migrants, and they'll have to be sent back to Cuba.
Well,
couldn't get their feet dry.
What is this law called, wet foot, dry foot?
That's our policy, Johnny.
Okay, I don't get. Give me a nutshell. What is it?
It's great in that it provides just one episode after another of crazy behavior. If you're in Cuba,
right?
You've got to get out of there,
right?
For whatever reason, and there are a lot of reasons. You get in a boat of some sort that you've made. You go the 90 miles through, you know, the ocean. It's, you know, life and death stuff. You're risking your life, the life of your wife, perhaps the life of your children.
Mm-hmm, right.
And you come up on the Florida Keys, and here we are, the good old U.S. of A.
We made it to America!
But you have to get from the water to dry land before the Coast Guard gets you. If they pick you up in the water, you're going back to Cuba. If you can get one foot on that sand,
wait a minute,
you get to stay.
This what is? Well, at least when
it's
you're
like
making
a game,
I'm gonna and, say and when you, you're making a good and, laws, at least you're making it fun for the immigrants.
And there's plenty of footage of Coast Guard people on the beach trying to tackle the Cubans who are coming out of the water to get to dry land. If they can stop them before they hit the sand, they can send them back.
I would love to see this. So you say, so wait a minute, isn't that a great law? If you're going to make a law that's, you know, not the welcome to everyone, you're, you know, excluding the immigrants from coming to this country illegally, of course.
Make it a game where they have to run around, and if they don't, it's like tag. And it also makes it fun for the border agents.
And you see, and I've seen countless videos of them playing that game. I mean, and it's very exciting. You get to root for the Cubans, or, you know, you can root for the Coast Guard.
Video game. It's a video game. Wow. I have never heard of that law before. Wet foot, dry foot.
The official immigration policy for Cubans.
Okay. But the explanation of wet foot, dry foot, and I definitely want to see the video, is if they touch the ground,
that's right.
They
got to
be
dry ground.
It's got to be the, you know, it can't be water. They can't be like a foot away from the land. They got to be right on the ground.
Because they've been sitting on on that buoy for like a month.
Right.
It's huge, but it's in the water. It's not dry land.
Just like Blake Lively in the shallows.
That's right.
No fun being an illegal.
Instead of sharks circling you, you've got the Coast Guard.
You've got
circling.
Immigration agents circling. That's exactly right. Wow.
Meanwhile, there's some political polls out. There's one that has Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump just about dead even in the race.
Hmm.
The bad news is that the majority of the people do not want either one of them to be the president.
It's going to get troublesome.
It would be the numbers are the 42% Republicans support. Democrat Hillary Clinton has 42% to Republican Donald Trump's 40%. That's too close to call. We're calling it a dead heat. It would be difficult to imagine a less flattering from the gut reaction to Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, says Tim Malloy, the director of the Quinnipiac University poll. This is where we are. Voters find themselves in the middle of a mean-spirited, scorched-earth campaign between two candidates they don't like, and they don't think either candidate would be a good president.
Well, that's why it's going to be so much fun. I mean, that's why July is going to, be the greatest July ever. The people are not happy. But guess what? If you look now, you might start voting to me. The way I vote would be like this. Okay, see the Trump, he has Mike Ditka, he has Bobby Knight, and he has Mike Tyson possibly, and then he has Journey, and he has the Beach Boys. And so, to me, what does Hillary have right now? What's her lineup at her show?
We don't know.
That's right. So, to me, you got Bobby Knight.
I'm tired of this.
Just hold on.
I'm sick of
you. Hold on.
I'm not here to f*** around.
Hold
this
on
week.
A minute.
Now, you may be.
I was on.
But I'm not.
I was on your side.
I won't guarantee you.
What?
Now, you better understand that right now.
All right, Bobby Knight. He'll be great.
He's such an agitator.
You got Knight, Ditka speaking, Tyson. Trump did say something today. He did say, hey, I'd love to have Mike Tyson. I'm sure if he speaks, it would be a good speech, but he did not confirm yet.
Yeah.
So there's a guy swinging from my window here. I think he's washing the windows. Or unless there's a guy just hanging himself outside our window here.
They're trained not to look at you.
Well, I've got the curtain closed.
Oh.
Can't have sun up in here. Yeah, I think a guy swinging outside the door. Oh, it's Gino. Gino's hanging there. I knew that was going to happen sooner or later. Bye, Gino. Hey, Gino, leave your security key down. Oh, he's dead already. He's just hanging there. What is it, Tony? Or Tonto? Yes, Tonto.
Tonto here to announce total full support for Mr. Trump.
Oh, Tonto. Is this Jay Silverheels or the Tonto impersonator?
Tonto hate Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren.
Right.
She pretend to have Indian blood.
Yes.
She as much Indian as Iron Eyes Cody.
That's right. Iron Eyes Cody. Tell me if I'm right, Tonto. Iron Eyes Cody was the Indian who cried in the littering commercials. Is that correct?
Correct. 1973.
Yes.
Right. He no Indian.
Yes.
He not even really cry. That's fake.
Yes.
Hollywood.
There's a couple of things we're learning from you today, Tonto. The Indian who cried for the littering commercial, once again, and I believe you're right, was not an Indian. And two, that was a fake tear.
Glycerin tear.
Yes.
It wasn't an Indian?
No, he was not. That was proven. After they buried him, Tonto, right, they decided that he wasn't an Indian, so he couldn't, you know.
So he can't defend himself. He
couldn't defend himself,
that's
just right. Like they did to the actual Indians themselves.
Just like all the other Indians.
That's exactly right. Right. Hey, Tonto, so what do you think about that? Are you going to be at the Republican National Convention?
I could be. I could do stand-up convention. But
well,
listen, I was just thinking, Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
That I, Tonto, and William Fridge Perry have a lot in common.
Mm-hmm.
William Fridge Perry, days of celebrity, long time past.
Right.
Tonto, days celebrity, long time past.
Mm-hmm.
William Fridge Perry drink vodka out of the bottle all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Tonto drink vodka out of the bottle all day long.
Right.
William Fridge Perry just want to be left alone and live in his Hummer. Mm-hmm. Tonto
okay.
just
there
want to be left alone and you ready?
Yeah.
Get a Hummer.
Here's this. All right, we're playing the match game with Tonto. I'm Alec Baldwin on ABC Sunday Night. So Tonto will be at the Republican National Convention.
Trying to stand up.
The other people that will be there I just mentioned, Bobby Knight, Mike Tyson, Mike Ditka, the Beach Boys, Journey, and he wanted Tonto, does not want anything to do with Elizabeth Warren, or does he? Is he saying she was also fake, a fake Cherokee?
He was very vague on that.
Well, I'm pretty sure, if we listen closely, I'm pretty sure Donald Trump did apologize. To Elizabeth Warren.
You know, when I use a slightly off word, when I call this really bad senator, she said she's Native American. And I said, Pocahontas, it's Pocahontas. And somebody said to me, one of the media, Mr. Trump, would you apologize? I said, yes, I'll apologize. To Pocahontas.
Yeah, how do you be something like that?
Yes, I'll apologize.
Go ahead.
To Pocahontas.
Yeah, that's right. Right on. The Republican National Convention, he's got the best lineup so far. Hillary has announced no lineup at all. So right now, as you say, Buzz, Americans are torn. They don't want Hillary. They don't want Trump. But maybe the music will sway somebody.
Maybe.
How about a... Hey, should you... If you smoke pot, should you eat your pot if you get pulled over by a cop? We've had some conflicting reports on this. I'm Speck Wildhorse. That's Captain Dope. This is Pot Talk. Just say whoa, have a nice J, say it loud, say it plowed. Barry Cooper used to be a DEA agent in Texas. He was one of the best. Here's 12 seconds of what he said to us about getting pulled over and eating your weed. Barry Cooper. Now, turning his expertise from catching drug addicts and pot smokers to telling you how to not get caught by the DEA. 12 seconds. Here's what he says.
There's no way cops can counter my advice when I say never carry more marijuana than you can eat. If a cop pulls you over, swallow the two joints. It's impossible to overdose on marijuana.
Did you hear that?
Yep.
Swallow the two joints. Now there's a video from some Texas cops, again, these are two lawyers in Texas.
And it's important that we note that he said it is impossible to overdose on marijuana.
That is correct. Two lawyers in Texas wrote a song called Don't Eat Your Weed to help their clients who get caught with marijuana. Basically, they're saying possession of less than 4 ounces is a misdemeanor, but tampering with evidence is a felony. So you're better off just letting the cops bust you. Remember, Barry Cooper says, eat the two joints. You can't OD on it.
What state's he in, though?
Texas.
Oh, boy.
Here's the two lawyers from Texas. Remember, these are lawyers now. They posted a video. You can see them online. Just check out two lawyers from Texas singing a song called Don't Eat Your Weed. It's not a joke. It's for real. Let's listen to it and watch it at the same time.
You know, kids, if you're in possession of less than 2 ounces of marijuana in the state of Texas, that is a Class B misdemeanor.
Unless you make the really stupid decision to try to either alter, destroy, or conceal your weed while you're standing next to a police officer. Don't do that. Then it becomes the third-degree felony of tampering with evidence.
We wrote a song to help you remember this. Don't eat your weed. Moving down the road. Driving pretty slow, cause you've got some marijuana on you. You really love pot, it's not a whole lot, just an ounce or maybe two. Oh, red and blues, flashing in the rear view. You pull off to the shoulder. No, please don't.
Wow.
You get a little manic and then you start to panic because you've never been in trouble before. As the officer approaches, you try to eat your roaches and you throw your weed out the door. Oh no, the cop sees you.
Yeah.
Because that's what he's trained to do. Now you're in big trouble.
Oh, man. I like these guys. Now, once again, if you just joined us, those are two lawyers singing the song called Don't Eat Your Weed from Hudson and Harris in Central Texas.
That's free legal advice.
And they got the white shirts on, the lawyer stuff on, and they're playing guitars, and they're just totally into it. They're saying basically you swallow the pot, you're going to get, you know, you're going to be in trouble. It's a tampering with evidence. It's a felony. So you're better off just letting them get you with whatever it is you have. Thus the song, Don't Eat Your Weed.
And there's lots of other ways to plead. It's just a misdemeanor.
George, yeah. Wow. Okay, we got the message. That is the group. We have never really played a lot of songs on Pot Talk, but that one warrants. A couple of lawyers in Texas posting the video, Don't Eat Your Weed. Lyrics about how just it's a misdemeanor if you get caught in Texas with less than 4 ounces, but you try to eat it. They're going to charge you with a felony, people. So, don't eat it. And remember, once again, Barry Cooper, that doctor said, eat it. So I don't know who to believe.
Well, maybe that he was talking about an outdated law. Texas may have changed their laws recently. It used to be a tough state to get busted in. I mean,
there's no way cops can counter my advice when I say never carry more marijuana than you can eat. If a cop pulls you over, swallow the two joints. It's impossible to overdose on marijuana.
All right. Don't eat it. Or better yet, don't put it in your car and you won't have to worry about it. Don't blame it on the bud. Hot Talk out. Have a nice day.
Hey, it's me, your car. No, it's not the voice of your car phone or your GPS that gives you driving directions. I'm sorry to interrupt your tunes, but we need to talk. Take a look around. I'm not the new car I used to be. The season's dirt and mud really did a number on my carpet here. And that iced coffee you spilled, hoo-hoo, that didn't help. And with the rain showers and all, I know it's going to be a real mud bath in here. So do me a favor and get a set of WeatherTech floor liners. Got it? Now, how about a wash and detail? What do you say?
WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners keep your vehicle's carpet safe from spills and messes. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. If it could talk, your vehicle would thank you. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection. Completely American made.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying. Learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it. So can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe more than $10,000 in back taxes? Has the IRS garnished your wages or bank accounts? Direct Tax Relief is here to help. Our tax attorneys and ex-IRS agents will take over all communication with the IRS and permanently resolve your tax problems. Whether you're going through an IRS audit or have a tax lien filed, our experts can help. Through the government's Fresh Start program, we have successfully settled many cases for less and saved our clients millions of dollars in back taxes. Stop losing sleep at night and worrying about the IRS visiting your home or business. Direct Tax Relief has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We also offer a price protection guarantee so you don't overpay. Don't procrastinate any longer. The consultation is free. The call is free. 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-984-6994 or go to cleanwater123.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-984-6994, 1-866-984-6994, or go to cleanwater123.com. That's cleanwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I could either ignore it or face it. My child had trouble grasping math concepts. You don't want your kids to fail at math. You want them to have confidence and the skills to take them where their dreams are. Math Made Easy wants to make you an offer. They'll improve your student's grade by at least one full grade or your money back. Teachers can't slow the pace for each student. Math Made Easy can. For more than 20 years, Math Made Easy has been helping hundreds of thousands of students grasp challenging math concepts using a step-by-step approach. The affordable Math Made Easy programs help students visualize math concepts with engaging and dynamic lessons. Students learn at their own pace. Call 1-866-598-MATH or visit mathmadeeasy.com. Most students forget at least 50% of the year's schoolwork over the summer, and with Math Made Easy, your child will be prepared to excel this coming fall. Math Made Easy is now running its annual summer sale. Call now, 1-866-598-MATH, 1-866-598-6284.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Hector and I are watching the window washers, but they went up. Knock on the window, Hector. Some window washers just came by our studios, and they were swinging around like crazy, man.
Where's the rope?
Knock on. Where is the rope? I thought that was Gino committing suicide. It is not. Or maybe it was Sinead O'Connor. Who, by the way, told Chicago authorities that she's not suicidal. Sinbad O'Connor, Sinead O'Connor, told Chicago authorities she's not suicidal, but if she does want to die, she's in the right city.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, there you go, Sinbad. So, cops, wait, knock in the window. Are they gone?
Yeah, they're gone. They're not here.
I wanted to tell them that, you know, nobody ever tells window washers they're doing a great job. That's the hardest job in America. To go and do a window, hang on a window ledge all day long. This craziness. Tell them, just give them the okay sign.
They can't even see me.
That's going to be us in a month.
It's Jonathan Brandmeier.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. A British man who authorities say tried to grab a police officer's gun to shoot presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump at a Las Vegas campaign rally was indicted Wednesday on federal criminal charges that could together get him up to 30 years in jail. A grand jury Wednesday charged 20-year-old Michael Stephen Sanford with disrupting an official function and two firearm possession counts. Federal agents say Sanford told them he drove to Las Vegas from San Bernardino, California, with a plan to kill Trump. At a campaign rally in Bangor, Maine, Donald Trump says that the U.S. trade policy has cost the nation jobs and factories and added to the nation's massive debt.
We make it so easy for countries to come in and steal our companies, to steal our jobs, and to steal our money. We owe $19 trillion, soon going to be $21 trillion.
Trump says if elected, he would renegotiate NAFTA with Mexico and Canada.
I'm going to tell our NAFTA partners that I intend to immediately...